breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A big Republican win in Tennessee. Endorsed by President Trump, Matt Van Epps has won a special election for a seat in the U.S. House, thanking his supporters.
Tonight, you've sent a message loud and clear. The people of Middle Tennessee stand with President Donald J. Trump. And stood firmly behind our campaign.
He defeated Democrat Afton Vain, keeping the 7th Congressional District in the GOP column. Russian foreign policy advisor Yuri Ushakov says talks between Russia and the U.S. on ending the war in Ukraine were constructive. The BBC's Will Vernon says no breakthroughs.
Mr. Ushakov said in his comments that the territorial question was discussed at the meeting. In an earlier version of this draft peace plan, Ukraine would have been forced to give up large parts of the Donetsk region that it still controls, and that was unacceptable to the Ukrainians and the Europeans. So what was presented in this meeting, we think, is a kind of amended, or you could say, even watered down version of the plan. Mr. Ushakov also mentioned that Vladimir Putin commented on, quote, the destructive actions of European countries over the Ukraine peace process. And Mr. Putin also quite indignantly criticized the Europeans before the meeting, saying that they basically are sabotaging peace. So you kind of build up a picture of how these talks went.
A not guilty plea entered on behalf of the Afghan national charged with murder and assault, the shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. Season's first big winter storm has spread ice and snow from Ohio all the way up into northern New England, disrupting travel and closing countless schools. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 87 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just how good is Pure Talk's current deal for unlimited wireless? Well, you might say it's the deal of your lifetime. Because right now, for just $29.95 a month, Pure Talk is offering unlimited talk, text, and data for life. Not your phone's life, your life. This is Pure Talk's top-tier plan. It comes with a crazy-fast 5G network along with a 30-gig hotspot. And at just $29.95 a month, there has never been a better opportunity to lock in a ridiculously low rate for as long as you live. And save thousands and thousands of dollars along the way. This plan is normally $65 a month, but if you switch today, you will save over 50%. Every single month for the rest of your life. See what I mean? It really is the deal of your lifetime. Dial #250, say micro. Offer ends 12/7. Some restrictions apply. Details at puretalk.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's already busy on the west side. The outer loop is not bad, but the heavy traffic is there early today from 795 going south to Frederick Road. So already a little bit stop and go as you're moving south through that area. And we have seen at least some brake lights early as well, southbound at the old Harbor Tunnel. And some of that slowing was beginning just around the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. Not as bad right now. Now, but about 10 minutes ago, we were a little bit slow. So right now, we're still under a five-minute delay. The lanes are open. The roadway conditions are dry as we get underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day coming up, but a chilly one with highs in the low 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-20s. Increasing clouds on Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 31 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 29 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Freedom Caucus is planning to introduce legislation to strengthen voter citizenship verification. The proposed measure would implement the same protections as those outlined in an executive order signed by President Trump earlier this year. The legislation would require proof of citizenship when registering to vote, along with regular audits to ensure that voter rolls only include citizens. Caucus Chair Delegate Matt Morgan says Marylanders deserve ironclad proof of citizenship before anyone is added to the voter rolls. The lawmakers say they will introduce the legislation during the 2026 legislative session, which begins on January 14th. An indictment in last month's Penn North Raids indicates that a juvenile was among those arrested in connection with mass overdoses in the West Baltimore community. In July, 35 people were treated for overdoses, and there were additional overdose incidents in October. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 128. The pick 4, 3344. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, Steelers Week begins in earnest today, and we'll cover it on both sides of the proverbial football all week long. First, Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin outlining where the two teams are and where they want to go.
We both sit at 6-6. Both of those positions come with some scars, certainly, but they need to come with some lessons learned as well. And I think the team that displays the ability to apply those lessons best is going to be the team that's going to be in position to control this game and thus be in control of the North.
Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh in Owings Mills was asked what, when he looks at the Steelers, does he see?
My impression is that that's the team we got to beat this week. And whatever they are, as we're studying them and however we need to attack them, we're going to put the best plan together we can. And to play the best football we can on Sunday. That's my impression. That's how I think about it.
Baltimore getting some guys back on the practice field yesterday. Tavius Robinson and Ardarius Washington. Also, Nate Wiggins now day-to-day with that foot injury that knocked him out of the Bengals game last Thursday night. Maryland basketball was at home last night against the Wagner College Seahawks at Xfinity Center.
Long to Payne, slams it down, and with that dunk, has matched his career high with 26.
On his way to a career high 30, Ed Cohen had the call on BTN. Pharrell Payne brought it last night. 10 rebounds and 3 blocks to boot. Maryland cruises past Wagner 89-63. Miles Rice, the guard, chipped in with 16 and 5 steals. Coming up in 30 minutes, will he or won't he? That is the question, and that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, the Squeegers are back. Maryland Republicans demanding the proof of citizenship for voter registration. But our top story here today is the Dream Team. The Trump cabinet met for the ninth and final time of the year yesterday, And we're going to be playing highlights from this all week long. This one was packed full of information, of entertainment, light moments, heavier moments, and just policy, packed full of policy initiatives and things of that nature. So again, all week long, all morning long, all week long, we're going to be unpacking the final meeting of the year. And you talk about transparency. I remember, do you remember when Chairman Joe tried one of these? And Jill ran the meeting. Jill Biden actually ran. She was reading from a policy book. And, of course, he had already checked out by that time anyway. And then after 8 minutes, they kicked the press out. It was 2.5 hours yesterday. 2.5 hours, and the press was there for all of it. So, again, you talk about transparency. In my lifetime, there's never been a president that's been more transparent. You may not like all the things he has to say or what some of the cabinet members say, but they do give you access to the principles. The one that pretty much has got everybody talking here today is President Trump has had it with Somalia. He's had it with Somalians in this country, especially those that are ripping off Minnesotans and American taxpayers for billions of dollars.
Which is barely a country. You know, they have no anything. They just run around killing each other. There's no structure. And when I see somebody like Ilhan Omar, who I don't know at all, but I always watch her for years. I've watched her complain about our Constitution, how she's being treated badly. Our Constitution, the United States of America, is a bad place. It hates everybody, hates Jewish people, hates everybody. And I think she's an incompetent person. She's a real terrible person. But when I watch what is happening in Minnesota, the land of 1,000 lakes or however many lakes they have, they got a lot of lakes, but this beautiful place, and I see these people ripping it off, and now I'm understanding, and you're going to look at that, I hear they ripped off Somalians. Ripped off that state for billions of dollars. Billions. Every year. Billions of dollars. And they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you. Okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks. And we don't want them in our country. I can say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to hell. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point.
All right, that's just the beginning. That's the first round. They actually got his cabinet got up and applauded after that statement. It was he had that post on Truth Social over the weekend. Then he had this rant yesterday. The man is on fuego, as they say. 6:13 traffic weather on the three. Somebody else who's on fire is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. Watching all the neighborhoods shoveling this morning, doing their driveway, their sidewalk.
They're shoveling, but it ain't snow.
Can't believe I made it in.
Harford County just buried yesterday. Absolutely. So, snow plans are still in effect. No, more. Let's not go there. Southbound 95, here's the new problem. Haven't seen the wreck yet, but I see the impact already. 95 southbound after Route 100 and before Route 175. The word is a tractor-trailer is involved, and already here at 100, as you're going south, you have a fairly good-sized backup already. So now we need to think, okay, let's move over, maybe get on Route 1 or the Parkway southbound. It might even be a little bit of an impact for the traffic on the northbound side. So right now, that's the early problem. Made a quick swing through Annapolis. No problems. Bay Bridge over to Ritchie Highway. Seven River Bridge, I-97 right now at Route 32. No delays there. We're still under a five-minute delay. Just traffic starting to build at both the Harbor Tunnels. But the west side outer loop early today is already slowing from 795 down the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast, sunny and chilly today, low 40s. Overnight, it'll be clear, mid-20s, mostly cloudy, mid-40s tomorrow. Next chance for snow coming on Friday. There's that four-letter word again.
Should we bring our air mattresses here?
Clear and 30.
With you anyway.
Right. Clear and 32 in Annapolis. It's 30 in Ellicott City right now. Time for some one-liner news. The city of San Francisco is suing 10 of America's biggest food companies for selling ultra-processed foods that the companies know to be unhealthy and harmful. And they're saying that might cause some of the companies to have to rebrand or relabel some of their packages or foods. For instance, Slim Jim's will now be Fat James. The truth in advertising, folks. The threat of attack is looming. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is changing up where he sleeps every night.
Oh, dear.
Something else has been changing is his underwear every time a car backfires.
He says now he's going to start wearing a brown suit.
Ow!
Gasoline prices in the U.S. are at their lowest since 2021. Too bad you can't buy anything that runs on gas that's affordable anymore. Average cost for a used car now, $30,000.
Yeah, I believe it.
Average. Average cost for a new car is $50,000.
Yep.
$50,000.
Unbelievable.
You might want to live in your car at this
you know,
these prices.
Going,
I'm thinking
back,
of it.
When you bought an RV several years ago, you know, you got an RV, had a 10-year loan.
Yeah.
That's what cars are becoming.
Yeah. Well, I know they now have 8-year loans. I've seen that. So
it's working its way there.
Amazon is testing a new ultra-fast delivery option in parts of Seattle and Philadelphia, offering 30-minute drop-offs. How about that?
Wow.
So now when you're drunk shopping on Amazon, your stuff will arrive while you're still wasted, I guess. I don't know.
Where's my stuff?
Lawyers for Puff Daddy demanding that Netflix take down their 4-part docuseries, Sean Combs, The Reckoning. They're claiming the footage was obtained illegally. Really?
Oh.
The video footage of Puff Daddy illegal? I thought that was called evidence. I'm not sure.
That's the term I always...
This is a bizarre story. An American exchange student in Germany needed to be rescued after he became trapped inside a giant sculpture of a vagina. I'm not sure that's what his parents had in mind when he told them he wanted to study abroad. I mean, I'm just saying.
Where's the statue?
You imagine the
comments to myself?
Can you imagine the video of that? Well,
no.
Did anybody possibly take it? I want to see it.
No, I have not seen any video or pictures of it yet. But no.
How big was the sculpture?
It was a giant statue.
No kidding. Was
giant
like that
sculpture.
One they did on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Could have been.
Mm-hmm.
Betting websites are predicting that artificial intelligence will be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Okay.
More
I can
proof
see that.
AI is taking jobs away from people, real people. All right, beginning this week, of course, we got the Christmas portion. We got the holiday music and the carols and everything. That means Hallmark is engaged in full swing for their Christmas movies. Oh, we've got Maggie, who doesn't like Hallmark, and Kristen, who loves Hallmark. Oh, we got a catfight brewing here, folks. Anyway, here's Hallmark's latest offering.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, it's Christmas in an Uber. He's a gorgeous former goat herder from a country no one can pronounce who drives an Uber with his sickly pet goat Cecil riding shotgun. She's a gorgeous veterinary student with flowing blonde hair who needs an animal to practice on before Christmas break.
Are you Adriella? I'm your ride. Don't worry, he no bite.
Will a slightly smelly animal in the car give him a 1-star review? Or will the goat become the goat?
He say very foxy.
It's Christmas in an Uber tonight on the Hallmark Channel.
I guess you haven't seen that one yet, Kristen.
No. I don't know if that would be on my list. They've done a few TV news Christmas Hallmark movies. I'm waiting for the radio version of that. They have not done that.
Oh, they haven't done a radio yet.
There are a couple of radio Hallmark movies, but not a Christmas.
We were talking about this the other day. They now are trying to market towards men by including, like, last year was Travis Kelce and the Chiefs. This year's the Bills, I think.
Yeah, I don't watch the sports ones.
Yeah.
All right, so. There's plenty. But I was going to say, Maggie, if you're not interested in the regular ones, Lifetime does do a few Christmas movies, and they're later. They're not like the scary movies they do like the rest of the year. But there was a Brady Bunch reunion one a couple years ago that my mom found, and it was awesome. So I'm going to have to send that
Christmas
to you. And they don't play like their regular parts. They're another family, but it's all the actors. So there's a lot of like inside jokes.
I got to find that.
Like the football. That's great. So that one was good.
That would, okay.
Would you watch a Brady Bunch Christmas on Hallmark?
That I would.
Okay.
If it was Brady Bunch, I'd do anything. Oh. What did I just do?
Flag that.
Why did I don't flag it?
Yeah, we've seen you.
Chase Tony Orlando and
yeah,
and David Cassidy, both. Okay?
Oh, that was many years ago. Well,
the guy was in that spot just now. I thought it sounded like Bill Clinton.
Yeah, a little bit. He did. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's coming up on 6:20, 20 minutes. Another great night for the Republican Party. Trump congratulating Matt Van Epps for winning the Tennessee 7th Congressional District race last night over that radical lunatic lefty, Afton Bain. He won by 8 points, and the media is going, oh, he only won by 8. He only won because Trump won by 22. Well, first off, he's an Army helicopter pilot. He's a great guy, but he's not Trump. Trump's the only ones running that district by 22 points. Everybody else, 8 to 10. That would be sore. So that's a sign of things that you've got to tackle each and every one of these congressional races just like that one. Call out all. And by the way, the great thing about Matt Van Epps is he ran not away from Trump, but with Trump on Trump policies and said he would deliver on the Trump agenda. So there's a lesson there for you members of Congress. Run with Trump, not away from him. 6:20, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
I was going to say, when my mom was alive, and you'd walk into the, and it didn't matter what time of year it was, Hallmark was permanently etched onto the television screen. So it was year-round, and I said, why do you like Hallmark so much? She goes, because it's wholesome, it's family entertainment, it's non-offensive, and these are all feel-good stories. She said, there's enough bad in the news, and that's the reason why I like it. So it does remind me of my dear departed mother each and every time I hear about Hallmark. 6:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
It's not a good situation. 95 South, a wreck involving a tractor-trailer between Route 100 and Route 175. The new update just came in, said three of the right lanes are blocked. There's only four there anyway, so that would mean the left inside lane would be open. The camera right here at Route 100 is showing most of the traffic is just basically stopped, and now we're starting to exit onto Route 100. So then you have the option of Route 1, we're taking the parkway, and then come back on probably down at Route 32 and then go around that scene that way. So that would be the better move right now. Once you get past the ramp at 100, you're going to have to get stuck in that. You're going to have to try and get over to the left. So exit at 100, go over to Route 1 or the parkway southbound from there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly today, low 40s, and right now we're clear 31 in Pikesville, and it is 36 and windy in Ocean City. The Trump cabinet meeting, the dream team yesterday, you just heard of course, the Somalia. We have, of course, not all, but a large segment of the Somali community in Minnesota have been ripping Minnesotans and Americans off, and food stamp fraud, $1 billion under Tampon Tim and the rest of the Minnesota goofs that run the mayor's a goof up there. Jacob Fry of Little Mogadishu, and even the police chief Brian O'Hara is a complete witless boob. I hate to say that again, anybody wearing a uniform, but that guy is just bad news. That's all they do is bend the knee to the Somali community. They should be bending the knee to the United States of America. But the president had some choice words for Ilhan Omar.
We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yeah, really. Go back to Somalia. If you, Ilhan Omar's been done nothing but complain about our Constitution, about our country, about our people, about our leadership, about the fellow Americans. And if you don't like it here, get the hell out. I mean, you came in under false pretenses anyway, married her brother, and lied. She should be immediately deported for defrauding the country. I don't know why they haven't started deportation hearings as of yet. Now, as to the fraud in Minnesota, Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem mentioned that yesterday at the cabinet meeting.
You know, you told me to look into Minnesota and their fraud on visas and their programs. 50% of them are fraudulent, which means that wacko Governor Walz either is an idiot or he did it on purpose. And I think he's both, sir. He brought people in there illegally that never should have been in this country, said they were somebody that they're not. They said they were married to somebody who was their brother or somebody else. Fraudulent visa applications, signed up for government programs, took hundreds of billions of dollars from the taxpayers, and we're going to remove them, and we're going to get our money back, and we're going to, this next year, make sure that we only put people in leadership positions in this country that love this country and have its back. So thank you for letting us get up every day and have a purpose.
Yeah, you don't have to love Trump. You don't have to love the Gavin Newsom or whatever. But you should love the fact that you're able to be here in the greatest beacon of freedom in the world. You know, appreciate it. Each and every day you should be getting down on your knees and thanking this country for taking you in. Instead, 50%, she said, of the visas in Minnesota, fraudulent, fake, bogus, counterfeit. And also the bridal immigration fraud, the student immigration fraud, student visas, etc. All part of it. It's got to be stopped, and it will be stopped. I can't, I look at what's happened in this just 10 months, 318 days in, and this has been the most consequential presidency in the history of the United States. Now, some people might argue it was FDR. Well, yeah, FDR was very consequential. He had four terms. In this particular case, we had President Trump's first 4 years. That was interrupted and then diluted by the damage that Chairman Joe and the Democrats did to this country in the next 4 years. Now we got to get it all back. And it's amazing that the border is now secure. Now we got to get the rest of these miscreants and ne'er-do-wells, there's a word from the past, get them out of the country as well. Coming up next to Brooke Rollins, the agricultural secretary, said about the food stamp fraud and so on and so forth at the meeting yesterday. Hey, let me talk to you. If you're a homeowner out there and you're 62 years of age or older and you're still making that mortgage payment every month, you pay the mortgage, you pay a couple of credit cards and other monthly expenses, there's not much left. Now, that sounds too close to what's happening at your kitchen table. My good friend Mark McVeary can help turn things around for you. He spent over 30 years helping Maryland homeowners use a reverse mortgage to pay off their existing mortgage, wipe out high-interest credit cards, stay in the home they love, no monthly mortgage payment required. It's the only loan that you decide when you want to pay you back. This is not a class. It's not a seminar. It's simple, a conversation in the dining room and the The kitchen table with Mark. He'll look at your age, your home value, what do you owe, and then show you in plain English what is possible with the house you already own. Now, the real question is, if you could remove that mortgage payment and keep that money in your pocket every month, what would that change for you? That's what you need to ask. I pick up the phone call on my good friend Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070. 6:30, let's get some news headlines once again. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. City police have arrested a suspect for an attempted murder in East Baltimore. Richard Holland Jr. allegedly shot a 31-year-old man in the unit block of East North Avenue on October 27th. Holland was arrested on Sunday in the area of East North and Maryland Avenues. Detectives transported Holland to Central Booking, where he was charged with attempted first-degree murder. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a shots-fired incident on Monday afternoon. According to police, a person was in a vehicle in the 8200 block of Fort Smallwood Road shortly after 3 p.m. when a man approached and tried to sell him something. The victim declined, but when he tried to drive away, the suspect stood in front of his car and pointed a gun at him. The victim drove around the suspect, who fired a shot at the vehicle. The gunfire missed the car and the victim. Officers found the suspect a short time later, and they recovered a handgun nearby. Baltimore will hold its annual lighting of the Washington Monument on Thursday, and the city's Department of Transportation says several road closures will be in effect. In preparation for the event, the west side of North Charles Street from East Center to East Madison Streets will close at 11:59 tonight, along with both sides of West Mount Vernon Place from North Charles to Cathedral Streets. Additional street closures will take effect from 9 a.m. Thursday until 11:59 Thursday night. And the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Police, U.S. Coast Guard, and local agencies will resume their search for a missing Somerset County waterman this morning. The search for 65-year-old Greg Allen Thomas was put on hold Tuesday evening due to the weather. The Princess Anne man was reported overdue on Monday. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
It's 6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Time to get away from I-95 southbound in Howard County. A tractor trailer is involved southbound between Route 100 and Route 175. You can still exit at 100. The tail end of the backup is back beyond the bridge at Montgomery Road. So right now, if you're coming down from the Beltway on 95, you might even want to exit at the airport cutoff and then go over and pick up Route 1 or the Parkway from there. We'll tell you this, the Parkway is already heavy southbound in that area after Arundel Mills because of the overflow traffic. Apparently only one southbound lane is open to the left on 95 with the tractor trailer involved. Southeast side of the city, new minor wreck there, heads up at Dundalk Avenue at Kane Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day coming up, but a chilly one with highs in the low 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-20s. Increasing clouds on Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management. What's the old saying? Familiarity breeds contempt? Well, probably yes, between the fan bases of Pittsburgh and Baltimore. But in the case of the Ravens and the Steelers themselves, I'm not so sure, as we listen to Steelers coach Mike Tomlin yesterday in Pittsburgh.
As I mentioned earlier, man, they're familiar with us. We're familiar with them. It creates excitement. It creates excitement around the strategic planning. It's fun to, you know, to have knowledge of this group, but watch how they've evolved.
And both teams have evolved into a 6-6 campaign with everything on the line this coming Sunday. Meanwhile, the question every Wednesday morning in these parts, including today, is will he or won't he? Talking about Lamar, of course, in practice. The Ravens quarterback hasn't practiced on a Wednesday for three straight weeks, and ironically or not, hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in three straight weeks. Head coach John Harbaugh downplaying the significance.
All that stuff, he's going to practice like as much as he can. You know, Lamar will practice as much as he can and prepare as well as he can. And, you know, that's what he's going to do, and he always has.
Meanwhile, both teams making moves yesterday. Steelers more high profile, adding 12-year veteran receiver Adam Thielen after he was let go by the Vikings. Pittsburgh also waiving free agent acquisition Darius Slay, a little bit of a surprising move, and elevating defensive back Asante Samuel from the practice squad. Meanwhile, the Ravens, a couple practice squad moves, adding linebacker William Kwenku, who played with the Ravens and went to St. Charles High School in Maryland, and running back Jonathan Ward. Elsewhere in the NFL, and this is potentially big, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert underway went surgery on his fractured left hand Monday in L.A. The former Oregon Duck is considered day-to-day. Status for this Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles is TBD. Baseball news. Interesting move by the Blue Jays to further bolster their rotation, signing right-hander Cody Ponce to a three-year, $30 million contract. Ponce is 31 years old, a former 2015 second-round pick of the Pirates. He eventually moved overseas and most recently was the MVP of the Korea Baseball Organization, went 17-1 with a 1.89 ERA. So now, the Blue Jays, after coming off a World Series appearance, have added $40 million to the rotation this year. 10 to Ponce and 30 to Dylan Cease. Caps start a three-game West Coast swing tonight in L.A., taking on the Kings, while the league has come out with a memo to all teams reminding them to wear their helmets during pregame skates. It's mandatory per league policy, but a couple teams sidelined the practice to break long road losing streaks at specific arenas. It worked for the Senators, who broke a six-gamer at Vegas, but it didn't work for the Sharks, trying to break a five-gamer also in Vegas. The time now is 6:37. When we return, playing a little game called Name That Tune.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
My bad. Sean, correct me.
It happens. It could be rip and read. Caps beat the Kings last night 3-1.
3-1 was the final. Yeah. All right, I'm going to get on that at 7:05.
Tom Wilson and Ovechkin had goals last night.
Why don't you just do the sports?
So,
okay. You do the talk. You do the talk and the sports.
It just depends. You pull a piece of copy. Sometimes it's dated. And
well, I looked at the schedule and I thought it was tomorrow night. That's really embarrassing. All right, I'm going to redeem myself right now.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Right.
So they signed Ryan Helsley to a contract. The Orioles do. So you know how the players, they come onto the field with a song, right? The batters when they walk in,
they call it walk up,
right? So, what do you think Ryan Helsley's song would probably be? How about this?
Something with a closing in it.
Well, how about
closing
this?
Time?
No, is that not perfect? Hell's bells.
Hell's bells.
All right, I like that. Now, Sean, what about yourself? If you were a Major League Baseball player, what do you think your song would be?
I don't know. I'm about to hear it, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, I like the song that you know, like, we're not going to take it anymore.
Right,
that's good for you.
Right.
Okay, but here's what I would do if I were you.
Right, right. You're bloody well right. You got a bloody right to say. Right.
I mean, you're to the right,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. What do you think my song would be? Just out of curiosity, and this will be the last one.
Something with the Browns in it.
Okay. No, this
Mrs.
is
Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
No, this is an oldie but a goodie. It's not exactly perfect, but I think you'll get the drift.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign. Blocking out to see and re-breaking my mind.
the Stein.
I love that record. It was a one-hit wonder, five-man electrical band.
Exactly right.
Yeah, that
you love those one-hit wonders.
I do love those one-hit wonders.
Speaking of that, Norman Greenbaum, also a one-hit wonder, but that's another story
Spirit
for another day.
The sky.
There you go.
Very good. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 20 minutes out before the hour, 7 o'clock. Blue State. Food stamp fraud, SNAP fraud. Of course, Maryland's one of the 21 blue states that has not given up the data to the Agriculture Secretary, the USDA, and because, you know, let's face it, there's a lot of fraud, as we now know, in Minnesota. So yesterday at the Trump cabinet meeting, Brooke Rollins, the Ag Secretary, said states like Maryland are soon going to get cut off.
In February of this year, we asked for all the states for the first time to turn over their data to the federal government to let the USDA partner with them to root out this fraud, to make sure that those who really need food stamps are getting them, but also to ensure that the American taxpayer is protected. 21 states said yes, not surprised. 29 states said yes, not surprisingly, the red states. And that's where all of that data, that fraud comes from. But 21 states, including California, New York, and Minnesota, blue states, continue to say no. So as of next week, we have begun and will begin to stop moving federal funds into those states until they comply and they tell us and allow us to partner with them to root out this fraud and to protect the American taxpayer. As Joe Biden was working to buy an election a year ago, he increased food stamp program funding by 40%. So now as we continue to roll that back.
Yeah. Wow. You listen, Governor Moore, with a $1.49 billion budget deficit, if you're going to lose federal funding on SNAP because you aren't participating, you aren't cooperating with the feds on how to cut down on waste, fraud, and abuse, things have just gone from bad to worse. Meanwhile, we now find out after facing legal pressure from two conservative watchdog groups, the Maryland Board of Elections released the unredacted voter registration records of Ian Andre Roberts, the illegal alien who served as the Des Moines school superintendent, taught here in Baltimore. The American Accountability Foundation and Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections made requests for Roberts' voter registration documentation under the National Voter Registration Act. PG County released them, but they were heavily redacted. So they said, no, not acceptable. So they continued with the lawsuit and said, we want the full unredacted version, which they now have. They had until Monday to give up the ghost, and they did. We find out that, yes, indeed, he lied on his voter registration application saying that he was a citizen of the United States. So there's an illegal alien. Very easy now. You go in to get a driver's license. You can lie through your teeth because there's no proof required. And the fact that here in Maryland, we don't purge rules. So the Maryland Freedom Caucus, led by, of course, Matt Morgan and others, out there saying that it's time for Maryland to start cleaning up its voter rolls. And they had a press conference just the other day, and they talked about the voter rolls here in Maryland.
We know we have a verified, documented case here of someone that was able to successfully register themselves to vote, who lied to do so by saying that they were an American citizen, and remained on the rolls for years, even when they weren't even in Maryland anymore.
The State Board of Election really never cleans its voter rolls. So there could be thousands of people on here. We have no idea.
Yeah, they have no idea. Well, we do know there are 2,400 deceased voters on the voter rolls in Maryland, 300 duplicate registrations on the rolls, and I guarantee it, illegal aliens are registered to vote. Here, and the only question is how many? Okay, more on this coming up in just a second. 6:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
A big delay, 95 South in Howard County. There's been a little bit of a change. We had three lanes blocked southbound 15 minutes ago. Now, apparently, the right lane is the only lane blocked, but it's done the damage already. It's between Route 100 and Route 175 going south. Very slow through there, starting at 100, backing up all the way back beyond the bridge at Montgomery Road. It's backing up very quickly back towards the Howard County and the Baltimore County line. So we see the overflow traffic, and we see the parkway has picked up a lot of this traffic getting away from this backup. So be prepared for that. Route 1 would be another option southbound through there, and then you could work your way over. I think this wreck may be before 175, but I would probably go south down to Route 32 and then come back over to 95 South. There's a new report of a wreck northbound on 95. The initial report said between the Beltway and the Caton Avenue Bridge. I've been looking at that, have not seen any impact yet. We'll go back and revisit that. And then City Police had a wreck at Dundalk Avenue and Kane Street. Already some slowing at the Old Harbor Tunnel back towards the bridge at Eastern Avenue. The west side outer loop delay started early today, 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Hump day, sunny, chilly today, and the low 40s overnight, clear in the mid-20s. And right now, a chilly start to the day. We're at clear 31 in Bel Air, 31 in Severn. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
Get out of here, you nosy little pervert, or I'm going to slap you silly.
All right, Ocean Spray is investigating after people posted Thanksgiving videos as they opened cans of the cranberry sauce and found only water. No cranberry sauce.
Wow.
Apparently, it was Ocean Spray.
Oh, it's
brutal.
Chipotle just announced three straight Saturdays of free food. Starting this Saturday, you can buy a three taco entree and get a free entree. Next Saturday, you buy a burrito, get a free entree. Or next, the following Saturday, wear your loudest, wildest, I found this at a yard sale in 2003 holiday sweater and get a buy one, get one free entree in all stores.
Not bad.
Yeah, extra sweater day is December 20th at Chipotle. Again, the three straight Saturdays of free food. And Chuck's right there. Pepperidge Farm is sending out free cookie grams. And again, this is at pepperidgefarmholiday.com. So starting tomorrow, you go to pepperidgefarmholiday.com. You send someone a free cookie gram. It's a real thing. It's free. And it's obviously going to disappear fast because the internet is a black hole where free food used to be. You know, you get it for about like an hour, and then they dry up very quickly. But that's, again, PepperidgeFarmHoliday.com starting tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Not sure I would try this one. Beef bone broth hot chocolate. There's now a thing.
No.
Now that's wrong.
Yeah. There's also spicy bone broth hot chocolate. No. Can't
Let's
see either
keep
one.
The spicy bone broth.
And I think they need to rename that. Nobody wants to eat or drink anything bone with broth. Bone broth in the title.
No.
Okay.
It's just
broth is okay. People are used to broth, but you put the bone in there, and nobody wants it.
Keep the bone out.
So only
me. If you don't mind, I'll interject here with a quick update.
Yes, please. Please, while we
decompose herself,
she recovers.
Yes.
Flag all of this stuff. We're going to use it eventually. Northbound 95, this wreck apparently now just north of the Beltway on the right side. So as you're coming north of the Beltway from Arbutus, right side is where all the equipment is arriving now.
Thank you. All right. Chick-fil-A is testing a chicken and waffles sandwich. Two locations, San Antonio and here in Baltimore. And at the Inner Harbor location yesterday, they were testing the sandwich and mixed results, mixed reviews of the chicken and waffle sandwich. A lot of people thought that the waffle was too sweet and then the waffle was too doused with syrup. In fact, some said you didn't even need the syrup on the waffle. The chicken was good. And then some people thought it was a really good addition to the menu. But so far, you know, on average 1 to 10, I guess it's been about an 8.3, 8.5 on the new chicken and waffle. Waffles breakfast sandwich at Chick-fil-A. And again, if they do want to send some over here, we'd be happy to taste test it for them here on Casey and Company. Send the next one for Chuck. He won't be able to taste it, but
we can fax it to him.
We can.
Nobody does that anymore.
We get a delivery from them once a week.
Yeah, but you don't have chicken and waffles there yet.
You don't know that.
Oh. It said San Antonio.
Doesn't matter.
And Baltimore. Are you having it flown in?
I know they have it here because I've seen it.
You've seen it already?
Yes.
Really?
He has his nice weather.
Have you tasted it?
I didn't taste it, no.
Okay.
I'm not much into that.
Into what? Food?
Chicken.
Oh.
Come on now. Give me a break. Come on. Come on, man.
What, fried chicken and waffles or just chicken in general?
No, I like chicken. I don't like waffles with chicken.
Okay.
Right. Anything else you want to know?
No, I just was curious because I thought you'd, you'd be all over that, like stink on manure.
You're wearing me out. You're wearing me out. Give me a headache.
I think Maggie did that already.
I didn't say that.
No.
My heart palpitated a little bit, but I'm all right.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
All right.
That's the Casey and Company, available each and every day right here at WTBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael Lee Friedman. We're talking about the voter system. And right now, look, I think I applaud the Maryland Freedom Caucus. And what they want is proof of citizenship when you register to vote in the state of Maryland.
We want to have ironclad proof, documentary proof, that you are an American citizen.
The last 5 years, there's been a huge influx. Millions of illegal immigrants have flooded the country. A considerable amount of them have come to Maryland. To think that they just sit at home on election day is naive.
Yeah, and here we see now more voter fraud cases. A voter fraud case in Minnesota tying smaller communities with registering fake Democrat voters. Fake names and addresses were created for hundreds of voter applications submitted to election offices in 13 unnamed counties, including Ilhan Omar's district, and that was paid by an unnamed foundation to help registered voters there. And then in Michigan, there's a large-scale voter fraud racket that is rocking the Michigan with large-scale voter registration irregularities. Tens of thousands of new registrations flagged with invalid Social Security numbers and a voter roll that exceeds the state's adult population by 500,000 names. 500,000 registered voters and exceeds the adult population of the state, folks. This is, until we clean it up, there's not going to be any confidence in any election, and we need to start it right here in Maryland. Your thoughts are welcome. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app.
Hey, Maryland business owners, listen up. You're already paying into the Empower Maryland program through your utility bill, so why not cash in on the benefits? If your facility uses outdated lighting, you could qualify for 100% free LED lighting upgrades. No strings attached. Now, that means zero equipment costs, zero installation costs, zero hassle for you. Now, this offer is now available only to businesses. So for any office, warehouse, retail store, house of worship, government building, any commercial properties, these new LEDs can slash your energy bills by up to 50%, reduce maintenance, and brighten your workplace. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED, and schedule your survey. That's 855-4-FREE-LED. Don't miss out. When the program's over, so is the savings. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Get started on your new LED upgraded lighting for zero cost and energy savings. Call now.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
653, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Two big wrecks this morning. 95 South between Route 100, Route 175. Tractor trailer involved, still blocking the right lane. Big delays there coming down from the Howard County, Baltimore County line. A lot of the overflow traffic now is over on Route 1 and the Parkway southbound. This new wreck, we're looking at it live now, northbound 95. After the Beltway, coming up from Arbutus, traffic is getting by to the center and the left. A lot of equipment is over on the right side, so I can't quite see what's involved, but there is an impact there as you're coming north from the Beltway and over on the southwest side, eventually coming up towards 395 and in towards downtown. You will have some delays, heavy traffic now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly, low 40s today and upper 20s tonight. Mid-40s tomorrow, but the next chance for the frozen stuff is coming up on Friday. Maybe 31 and clear in the city, or 32 in Essex. The squeegers are back. Have you seen them? Have you experienced them? According to the Baltimore Sun, squeegee workers continuing to wash windshields in Baltimore's busiest intersections, including zones where the practice is explicitly prohibited, raising fresh questions about whether city leaders are enforcing their own rules. Of course they're not. Here's a novel concept. Apparently, the city has issued just one citation in nearly 3 years. Fox 45's Spotlight on Maryland discovered squeegers on President Street, just there off 83. A group of four squeeger wiping car windshields at a stoplight, you know, where the Baltimore City Police headquarters is. Towers over the intersection. Hard to miss. Drivers handing cash to young workers. The drivers should be getting citations. And the squeegers. And by the way, that's a disallowed squeegee zone right there on President Street, coming off the Jones Falls near the BPD headquarters. So, remember Timothy Reynolds, that's what got this whole thing started back in 2022. He was shot five times and killed by a 15-year-old squeeger after an altercation at the stoplight at the Inner Harbor on Conway. The juvenile was convicted of voluntary manslaughter a year later, sentenced to 15 years in prison. Somebody ought to check, make sure he's still in. So the squeeger plan, this is what the mayor's Office of African-American Male Engagement, for you white males, they don't give a damn. Or you Hispanic males. They only wanted to engage African-American males. The office published a squeeger collaborative working action plan, and the plan included connecting squeegers with alternative employment opportunities. Now, one of them I do know that they have about 10 squeegers that work with the... I think it's either the Orioles or the Ravens. I'm not sure which. I have to ask Gary. He would know. But they help with parking. I don't know if they actually clean your windshields or not. They banned squeegeeing in designated high traffic zones, enforcing the ban with police-issued citations after two warnings, and setting up an online donation system for citizens to support youth in need. John Brothers, he's the former co-chair of the Squeegee Collaborative. He said... Quote, on the accountability section, largely none of these are being done. Zero. Drivers who give to squeegee kids in the zones aren't issued tickets, and neither are the squeegers. They're supposed to use the citations. And, of course, the BPD is saying, well, we just think that police presence is enough to deter. And that's obviously not working if you are squeegeeing in the shadows of BPD on President and Jones Falls, I-83. Brothers went on to say, the city used this as a political opportunity. And now we have the ramifications of that young squeegee kids squeegeeing every day under the watchful eye of the police commissioner. Well, at least they won't steal his gifts on his porch. There's some comfort in that. In September, Fox 45 reported a woman said a squeeger worker stole $900 by charging her Cash App. Well, first off, you never give them your phone. That's just dumb. And secondly, you just decline the service. You know? Or roll down the window and say, what's your favorite charity? And I'll donate to that. But I wouldn't give them any cash. I certainly wouldn't give them my phone. So now, as far as the data goes, they allege there's a 19% decrease in squeegeeing compared to the same time last year. And there have been 40 squeegee-related arrests since 2020. But that BPD did not provide all the data, which is kind of standard operating procedure in Baltimore City. You don't get all the data if you get any data at all. In fact, a little bit later on in the show, we're going to tell you about the state's attorney, Ivan Bates, cutting ties with Monzi and with the mayor under the cloak of secrecy. So Ivan Bates has had enough. So, look, I'm just wondering if you've spotted squeegers, we'd like to know where they're at, and so that we can once again start applying the pressure. There aren't as many in the winter as there are in the summertime, but they're out there trying to earn your bucks or steal your money off of your phone in the Cash App. It is Time for you to check out Town Appliance. If you're in the market for a single appliance or whether you're looking for an entire kitchen upgrade, they've got it all. A stunning showroom, service which is second to none, a low price match guarantee, both Mayor and Mayor, yes, both guys that run the store are named Mayor. Go in and tell them I told you to check it out. You got to see it and believe it. They're expanding the showroom. They've got over 70 different brands of appliances, every kind of appliance you'd ever want, and they've got really some neat gadgets and features on some of these modern-day appliances. So check them out. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Coming up, Elise Stefanik accuses the Speaker of protecting the deep state. Governor Moore tells his agencies to fix the issues they're having with audits. And unfortunately, the juvies have struck again, assaulting a 72-year-old woman and stealing more cars in Baltimore City. It's 7 o'clock on Casey & Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason.
I am humbled beyond belief to stand before you tonight as your next representative.
Republican Matt Van Epps, winner of a special election for a seat in the U.S. House from Middle Tennessee's 7th Congressional District.
To President Donald J. Trump, thank you, sir. Your endorsement made the difference, and I will never forget it.
Van Epps defeated Democrat Afton Vain, keeping the seat in GOP hands. Defense Secretary Hegseth is defending a follow-up military strike on a suspected drug-running boat off the coast of Venezuela.
During a cabinet meeting with President Trump, Hegseth said that he did not see survivors in the water after the initial strike was conducted in early September.
The thing was on fire. It was exploded in fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war.
Hegseth said he was not in the room when the second strike was launched, but he staunchly defended Navy Vice Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley's decision-making.
Admiral Bradley made the correct decision to ultimately sink the boat and eliminate the threat.
Lawmakers have announced congressional reviews of the U.S. military strikes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
While describing the U.S.-Russia talks as constructive, a top Kremlin aide says there have been no breakthroughs toward ending the war in Ukraine. Vladimir Putin met yesterday with U.S. presidential envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner at the Kremlin. A Putin advisor says the territorial issues key to ending the war have yet to be ironed out. Not guilty, the plea entered on behalf of an Afghan national charged with murder and assault in last month's shooting of two National Guard members in Washington, D.C. First major snowstorm of the season has left up to a foot of snow on the ground in some places in the Northeast. The storm's impact felt from Ohio all the way up into Maine. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 83 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 33. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies, with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have delays on I-95 this morning. Two locations coming into the city from Arbutus. The wreck is northbound just above the beltway between there and the Caton Avenue Bridge. That's affecting the right side of the roadway. Traffic is getting by to the center and the left with delays that are going back and affecting the ramps and the straight-through lanes on 95 at the beltway. So factor that in. The other wreck involves a tractor-trailer in Howard County, southbound 95 between Route 100 and Route 175. Very limited lanes there. We have some traffic moving, but we're backed up back all the way back to the bridge at 895. In that backup, there was a report of another minor accident southbound through there. So a lot of overflow traffic right now on the BW Parkway. That was the primary detour route getting away from that delay on 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day coming up, but a chilly one with highs in the low 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-20s. Increasing clouds on Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
32 degrees in Parkville, 31 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Freedom Caucus is planning to introduce legislation to strengthen voter citizenship verification. The proposed measure would implement the same protections as those outlined in an executive order signed by President Trump earlier this year. The legislation would require proof of citizenship when registering to vote, along with regular audits to ensure that voter rolls only include citizens. Caucus Chair Delegate Matt Morgan says Marylanders deserve ironclad proof of citizenship before anyone is added to the voter rolls. The lawmakers say they will introduce the legislation during the 2026 legislative session, which begins on January 14th. An indictment in last month's Penn North raids indicates that a juvenile was among those arrested in connection with mass overdoses in the West Baltimore community. In July, 35 people were treated for overdoses, and there were additional overdose incidents in October. None of the overdoses were fatal. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 128, the pick four, 3344. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. But we are more than just an Italian restaurant. Our menu includes items like pork chops, steaks, salads, fish specials, and more. However, if Italian food is what you're looking for, try our pizzas, calamares, gnocchi, and eggplant parmesan. Am I making you hungry? Come and see us soon at Liberatore's Ristorante Bel Air.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Met the biggest game of the year set for Sunday against the Steelers. The Ravens' running game issues well documented and still need to be ironed out. Head coach John Harbaugh insisting the Ravens' run-first mentality remains.
We want to run the ball. We're a running team. You know, I mean, that's the fact. And we're a throwing team, too. We got Lamar Jackson. We got receivers. We got tight ends. We got all that. But we want to always be a team that runs the ball and stops the run. That's been since 2008. You know, it's not going to really probably ever change, and that's really what football is.
Meanwhile, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, in his comments yesterday, singling out Pat Ricard as the key to the Ravens' ground game.
Dealt with him over the years, man. You get that guy on the field in front of Derrick Henry, man, you got an all-day job ahead of you in terms of minimizing what they're capable of in the run.
Nevertheless, though, the Ravens have struggled to open holes for Henry the way they did last year. The King averaging 4.7 yards per attempt this year compared to 5.9 a year ago. That's a decrease of 20%. Caps were in action last night. I'm going to accurately report this now, as Sean Casey rightly pointed out at 6:30 p.m., and they were on the road in L.A. looking to conquer the Kings.
Caps back to full strength. Ovechkin's out of there and right into a two-on-one with McMichael. Cross ice to the front. Score! Joining the rush beautifully at the right time, the Caps grab the lead.
Anthony Beauvillier with the goal. Joe B. had the call on Monumental. The odd man rush early in the third was the tiebreaker in a 3-1 win. That's the Caps' fifth in a row, elevating Washington into first place in the Metropolitan Division. Coming up in 30 minutes, something the L.A. Clippers did last night that no team in NBA history has ever done before. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Reisterstown to Pigtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
And you can get in touch with us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. Missed an action-packed first hour. If you're just now joining us, thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we start at 6. Coming up in this hour, you can get in touch with us, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagerick. Coming up in this hour, the juvies are at it again. A 72-year-old woman assaulted and no charges. No charges filed by the Baltimore police. We'll explain. Governor Moore telling agencies to fix the audit issues, but not before he blames his predecessor, as he's wont to do, for a lack of leadership. Elise Stefanik accusing Speaker Johnson of protecting the deep state. Once again, just an incredible cabinet meeting yesterday held by President Trump. His entire cabinet was assembled, the ninth and final one of the year. It is a dream. I think it's one of the best cabinets I've ever seen. I've been covering this for a long, long time. Each and every member of the cabinet, very strong, very effective, and very on point with the Trump agenda. I know some people have problems with Pam Bondi and maybe Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, but maybe even John Ratcliffe at the CIA, but a lot of stuff you can't see what they're doing. We're not privy to, so, you know, again, in the long run, we'll see what happens. But Vice President Vance, he had enough about all this criticism about the affordability issue.
And it is absurd that Democrats talk about an affordability crisis that they created and the people around this table work every single day to address. You'll hear a lot of statistics today. You hear a lot of statistics in our political conversation. I think the most important statistic for the American people is that under the Biden administration, the average American family lost over $3,000 of household income. And under the first 10 months of this Trump administration, they have gained over $1,000 of household income. What that says very clearly is that we are fixing the problem that Joe Biden and the Democrats created in the last administration. If you look at every affordability crisis that's confronting the American people today, it is traceable directly to a problem caused by Joe Biden and congressional Democrats. Why did homes get so unaffordable? Because we had 20 million illegal aliens in this country taking homes that ought by right go to American citizens. Why did tax bills get so unaffordable? Because Democrats were raising taxes while congressional Republicans under the president's leadership, we're now cutting taxes. Why did food get so expensive? Because we printed trillions of dollars and threw it into green scams that made our agricultural economy suffer while Americans were paying higher prices for food. On every single one of those issues, Mr. President, I think we've made incredible progress. But it would be preposterous to fix every problem caused over the last 4 years in just 10 months. I think we've done incredibly good.
Yeah, I think he makes a great point there. You can't fix all the damage that was done to this country over the last 4 years in 10 months. Now, what they have done is they secured the border. They have kept inflation in check below 3%. They are growing the economy. Next GDP number, maybe, first quarter of next year is going to be interesting because that's when the one big beautiful bill takes place January 1. There are some parts of the economy that are still struggling or lagging behind. But again, dealing with everything they've had to deal with, the foreign policy crises, the domestic crises of illegal aliens, and now, of course, you've got the Afghan refugees. Everything that's been thrown at this administration, they've been able to handle, or they're about to turn it around. So I think the future looks very, very bright, and Vice President Vance with a great great audio clip yesterday from the Dream Team cabinet meeting. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
New wreck reported now at Mount Airy, westbound I-70 at Route 27. The initial report is saying the left-hand lane is blocked on the westbound side, so we'll try to get a look at that. We've had two major wrecks this morning on I-95, Howard County. The wreck is between Route 100 and Route 175. Tractor-trailer involved there, still blocking the right side of the roadway. The backup on 95 is all the way back to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. And with that, we get a lot of overflow traffic. Route 1 is taking some of it, but the parkway took the brunt of that heavy traffic getting away from 95, and that's slow through Arundel Mills all the way down towards Route 32. This other wreck is northbound on 95, just inside the Beltway and before the Caton Avenue ramp. Traffic can get by in the center and the left-hand lanes, but we have a backup on the ramps from the Beltway and also 95 if you're coming up from the airport into the city. When you get to the Beltway, you'll need to stay to the center, and the left traffic is getting through, but there's also a backup there because of all the activity on the right side. Delays, nothing major, nothing out of the ordinary. Heavy traffic at both the tunnels, typical ride now, and the morning backups have arrived most areas along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly, low 40s today, clear tonight. Temps will be in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, cloudy, mid-40s. Next chance for snow, maybe on Friday. A sunny 32 in the Middle River, and it is 30 under sunny skies in Forest Hill. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, as we've been talking about all morning long, just an incredible treasure trove of sound bites, highlights from the Trump ninth and final cabinet meeting of this year, which was held yesterday. More on that coming up a little bit later on. But the president also, in the way he likes to do, he refuses to name the countries that have been ripping us off on trade while actually mentioning their names.
I oppose historic tariffs that are now bringing in so much money that nobody's ever seen anything like it. And countries that were ripping us off, including allies, but they were ripping us off for years. I won't use the names. I won't mention Japan. I refuse to mention South Korea. I will not mention names. But they were ripping us off like nobody's ever been ripped off before and taking horrible advantage of your country. But now we're making a lot of money. We're making a lot of money because of the tariffs that are pouring in. And it's really national security. Among everything else, it's national security.
Yeah, and more on the $31 billion in the month of October from tariffs. He also had a message for the press that now, of course, they ignored the health of Joe Biden, but now they're after the MRI. They claimed he fell asleep yesterday at the meeting. That this is a guy that's working 12-hour days. The hardest working president I've ever seen, and he trolled the press yesterday for that.
Recorded. And nobody talks about that anymore. You know, it's crazy. They don't talk about it. You think they'd say, well, Trump's done a great job at the border. This country is being destroyed by the border. But you always find something new. Like, is he in good health? Biden was great. But he's Trump in good health. I sit here, I do four news conferences a day. I ask questions from very intelligent lunatics, you people. I give the right answers. There's never a scandal. There's never a problem. I give you answers that solve your little problems. You go back and you can't find anything, but you do stories about Biden was in wonderful health. The guy didn't do a news conference for 8 months. If I go one day, I had one day where I didn't do a news conference, there's something wrong with the president. You people are crazy. I'll let you know when there's something wrong. There will be someday. That's going to happen to all of us. But right now, I think I'm sharper than I was 25 years ago. But who the hell knows?
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that. It's just they're always looking for something, anything, to try to burst the bubble. As to the tariffs and where that revenue may be going, we are still talking about paying some kind of dividend to the American people.
Next year is projected to be the largest tax refund season ever, and we're going to be giving back refunds out of the tariffs because we've taken in literally trillions of dollars, and we're going to be giving a nice dividend to the people. In addition to reducing debt, we, as you know, I inherited a lot of debt, but it's peanuts compared to the kind of numbers we're talking about. So we're going to be making a dividend to the people, and additionally, we're going to be able to reduce debt. And as time goes by over the next 2, 3, 4 years, those numbers are going to go up. And I believe that at some point in the not too distant future, you won't even have income tax to pay, because the money we're taking in is so great, it's so enormous, that you're not going to have income tax to pay. Whether you get rid of it or just keep it around for fun or have it really low, much lower than it is now, but you won't be paying income tax. We've slashed $1 trillion.
Wow. Again, there are some who are speculating you won't be able to do that, but I would never underestimate President Trump's ability to get things done. Meanwhile, Michael Dell and his wife Susan, founder of Dell Technologies, announced yesterday they will contribute a staggering $6 billion to seed new investment accounts for 25 million American children. These are called the Trump accounts. 25 million American children will receive investment deposits of about, again, $1,250 up to $1,000 a year. And that is all meant to help to grow. They're talking about delivering the extra $250 into the accounts of 25 million children, children under the age of 10, whose families meet certain income criteria. Beginning next year, we're being told, as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill, each child born in the U.S. between January 1 and December 31, 2028, automatically receive a $1,000 government-seeded account. The idea is, make generational wealth something that's achievable for everybody and not just for, you know, these select few. And with an eye on, we don't know what's happening to Social Security. We know that it's in trouble. We got to start taking advantage of this now. Trump has terminated all documents, executive orders, and contracts signed by Biden's auto pen, null, void, and of no further force or effect. There was also the White House launched a media bias portal. You can go to whitehouse.gov/biastips to report any media account, any fake news that is being broadcast by radio, television, or on social media as well. Once again, that website is whitehouse.gov/biastips. And finally, a new press secretary rolled out yesterday at the War Department. Kingsley Wilson confirmed to many yesterday that the Hegseth investigation into the Biden Afghanistan withdrawal and death of U.S. 13 U.S. troops will be completed by next summer. And that's the way it went down, 318 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, so the couple here from Marco Rubio, yesterday's dream team. Also, Elise Stefanik says the speaker, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, the speaker's protecting the deep state, and she accused him of lying. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
we've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
723, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Update now, once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck, the body Whitaker.
All right, so the backup at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is back to Moravia Road. In that backup, there's a minor wreck at the ramp from Eastern Avenue, the ramp that takes you south onto I-95. It's on the ramp itself, so the main line's kind of looking at it just a bit. But the backup right now, that's normal coming south from Moravia Road. 895 is slow back to the Urban Avenue ramp. The two big problems are both on 95. The wreck northbound is just inside the Beltway coming up into the city. So traffic in Arbutus on the Beltway on the southwest side. Delays are on those ramps because it's very tight right at the end of the ramp in the Beltway to come north. And then you'll have traffic getting by to the center and the left-hand lanes. 95 south is still backed up through Howard County. The wreck is between Route 100 and Route 175. Tractor trailer involved still blocking the right lane. That delay goes back to the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. And a lot of the overflow traffic went over to Washington Boulevard and over onto the Parkway. So the Parkway southbound is very heavy all the way down to Route 32. The update on the wreck at Mount Airy, looks like the wreck is on the shoulder now, but heads up westbound I-70 at Route 27. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your hump day this Wednesday. It's going to be sunny and chilly, low 40s for the day today. Right now, partly cloudy, 34 in Stevensville, 32 in Pasadena. After a truly impressive cabinet meeting yesterday, goes for close to 2.5 hours with each member of President Trump's team, the Dream Team, as we call them, weighing in on progress and status reports and what they've done in the last 10 months. I think one of the most impressive is the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and he had an excellent, recitation of the Trump foreign policy.
And as you know, because you picked every single one, that's how you deserve tremendous credit for doing that. It's an honor to be in this role. It's also an honor to be involved in and be a witness to what I believe is the most transformational year in American foreign policy since the end of the Second World War, at least. And it's transformational because for the first time in a long time, we have a president who basically puts America at the forefront of every decision we make in our relations with the world. And that may sound weird to people, like, of course you always do. No, that hasn't always been the case until about a year ago. And I think we've all witnessed in our own respective spaces how in every interaction the president has with the world, the goal he has in mind is very simple. Does what you want us to do, or is it what we're going to, or is it going to make us stronger? Is it going to make us richer? Is it going to make us safer? If it is, he's for it. If it's not, he's against it. If something's going to make America weaker or poorer or less safe, the president's going to be against it. And every single thing he has done in our foreign policy has been driven by the American people in mind. And I can go down the list. Why has he focused on mass migration? It's very simple, because no country is safe if you can just walk in without us knowing who you are into your country. We've seen the destruction that that's wreaking, not just in our own country, but the impact that it's having in Europe and in many other parts of the world.
Yeah, and to sum it up, because today is, I think we did it yesterday, the anniversary of the Monroe Doctrine. But today, the Trump Doctrine, when it comes to foreign policy, we've seen 8 wars now that he has resolved. He's still working on Ukraine, Russia, and there is progress being made there, but that one's a little more difficult to resolve. But here, Rubio kind of sums up what the Trump Doctrine truly is.
On all these things, Mr. President, I think you deserve tremendous credit for the transformational aspect of our foreign policy. For the first time in probably 4 decades, the American foreign policy is driven by what is good for America and Americans, whether it makes us safer and stronger and more prosperous. If it is, he's for it. If it doesn't, he's against it. And that sort of clarity is transformational.
Yeah. So if it's for America, if it's for Americans first, America first, to protect America in everything, then he's for it. If it's not, he's against it. And that simply is the Trump Doctrine. Take a phone call here from Tim in Essex. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I had a question as it relates to Trump's nullification of all the AutoPen signings.
Okay.
So, air quotes, President Biden's appointment of Ketanji Brown Jackson, if that was signed with the auto pen, doesn't that potentially mean that her appointment and confirmation to the Supreme Court is potentially null and void?
Well, you know, I've heard that, and here's the differentiation. Most of those, the actual legislation, actual appointments of that nature were signed either by the president at a bill signing ceremony or with the president's direct knowledge, and therefore would be would hold up in a court, including the Supreme Court. What we're talking about are the executive orders, and the executive orders can just be simply reversed by President Trump or nullified because if the president did not give a verbal commitment or did not know about these pardons or whatever else was done by executive order, then they could be nullified. I hope that answers your question. I do have to run, but thanks so much for asking. Tim Kyle Electric has expanded heating and air right now, and it's chilly, getting down into the 20s now. That means you got that heat when it's coming on. You got it set at whatever it is, 68, 70. Some people have it set at 72, whatever. You want the heat to come on, and you want that warmth immediately, and you want to make sure that when it does come on, it's not costing you prohibitively, and that's what Tim Kyle will do. They come out, service your heat pump or your forced air furnace or heat system, and make sure that it's operating efficiently, and all you have to do is give them a call. Make your appointment today before we get into the dead of winter. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. Make sure you tell them I told you to call, or go online, timkylecompany.com. Again, they're the best in the business. It's Tim Kyle Company. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. City police have arrested a suspect for an attempted murder in East Baltimore. Richard Holland Jr. allegedly shot a 31-year-old man in the unit block of East North Avenue on October 27th. Holland was arrested on Sunday in the area of East North and Maryland Avenues. Detectives transported Holland to Central Booking, where he was charged with attempted first-degree murder. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a shots-fired incident on Monday afternoon. According to police, a person was in a vehicle in the 8200 block of Fort Smallwood Road shortly after 3 p.m. when a man approached and tried to sell him something. The victim declined, but when he tried to drive away, the suspect stood in front of his car and pointed a gun at him. The victim drove around the suspect, who fired a shot at the vehicle. The gunfire missed the car and the victim. Officers found the suspect a short time later, and they recovered a handgun nearby. Baltimore will hold its annual lighting of the Washington Monument on Thursday, and the city's Department of Transportation says several road closures will be in effect. In preparation for the event, the west side of North Charles Street from East Center to East Madison Streets will close at 11:59 tonight, along with both sides of West Mount Vernon Place from North Charles to Cathedral Streets. Additional street closures will take effect from 9 a.m. Thursday until 11:59 Thursday night. The festivities are scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. Thursday. Musical performances will be there, more than 20 food vendors, the lighting of the monument, and fireworks at 8 p.m. And Maryland Department of Natural Resources Police, U.S. Coast Guard, and local agencies will resume their search for a missing Somerset County waterman this morning. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck northbound 95 north of the Beltway coming out of Arbutus and into the city is now confined to the shoulder, but with a number of flashing lights, they're still looking at it, but we're getting more lanes by the accident scene now, so that's going to help out for the traffic through there, including the ramps from the Beltway to go north on 95 and eventually up to Camden Yards. 95 south is still slow. Tractor trailer was in a wreck this morning southbound between Route 100 and Route 175, and that is still slow for the traffic coming out of Baltimore County and going south. Because of that wreck, the BW Parkway has a lot of extra traffic southbound all the way down to Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day coming up, but a chilly one with highs in the low 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-20s. Increasing clouds on Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. Issues on the offensive line have persisted for the Ravens all season long and have certainly contributed to last year's record-breaking number one offense, turning into mediocrity this year. Emory Jones made his debut at left guard for Baltimore last week. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked if the guy he replaced, Andrew Voorhees, would respond to a timeshare situation.
There's a step between being a starter and being an established starter kind of in the league, you know, kind of what you're talking about. And when you're a younger player, like Andrew or a lot of guys, you know, you want to establish yourself as a starter, you know.
But he's not quite there yet, and that's why the timeshare exists. For Pittsburgh, their number one issue is actually stopping the run. Last week, the Bills ran for 249 yards against the Steelers' defense, the most ever by an opponent in Pittsburgh since at least 1975. And that has head coach Mike Tomlin concerned against Baltimore.
But we're talking about a legendary runner of this generation in Derrick Henry. We're talking about some schematics and some personnel that really highlight that agenda. Coupled with our present state coming off the type of performance that we just came off of regarding the run, I believe that focus is justified and appropriate.
College football, Navy defensive lineman Landon Robinson named American Conference Defensive Player of the Year. The senior nose guard and defensive captain, the first Navy player to earn that honor. In the 11 years, the Mids have been in the conference. 8.5 tackles for loss, 6.5 sacks. He leads the American Conference in sacks per game, rare for an interior defensive lineman. Maryland basketball last night back on the home hardwood in College Park, putting some pain on Wagner.
Long to Payne, slams it down, and with that dunk, has matched his career high with 26.
On his way to career high 30, Ed Cohen had the call on BTN. Pharrell Payne brought it last night. 10 rebounds, 3 blocks to boot. Maryland cruises past Wagner, 89-63. The LA Clippers sent the great Chris Paul packing in a stunning late-night move last night after Paul announced last month that this will be his last season before he retires. The Clippers were in Atlanta, and at 2:40 a.m., Paul posted on his Instagram, "Just found out I'm being sent home," with a peace emoji. The 12-time All-Star has spent 21 years in the NBA. And finally, the University of Kentucky has made a football hire that I personally love. Sean, you'll love this as well. Hiring Oregon offensive coordinator Will Stein as the school's head football coach. Stein agreeing to a 5-year deal with the Wildcats. He's 36 years old, a native of Kentucky, who has emerged as one of the country's top offensive coordinators and play callers after working with several notable quarterbacks, including Bo Nix and Dylan Gabriel. So, Sean, don't forget the name. Will Stein is the new head coach.
Yeah, apparently he didn't know the Cavs beat the Kings either.
He didn't know. I should have called him and let him know. No relation, but you'll never let me live that down,
no,
right, Sean? It's going to be the number one thing. You'll send me a Christmas card.
At least for this week.
You'll send me a Christmas card, and at the end it'll be dot, dot, dot. The Caps beat the Kings last night 3-1. The time now is 7:37. When we return, just who are the Ravens and the Steelers?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Sean, we're just talking off air. You're so right. We're talking about Will Stein being the head coach of Kentucky. But James Franklin now at Virginia Tech, you know, say what you want about James Franklin. He never really did win the big game, but he is cleaning up at Virginia Tech.
A lot of four- and five-star recruits, and they need it. And they need it badly to rebuild that program. But, you know, all week long, it's this Steelers-Ravens game this week just doesn't seem to have the luster, that edge that previous rivalry games have had.
I think for two reasons. Number one, obviously the records, and the teams are very similar like that. But also, I mean, just even like really the big name, like the Steelers don't scare anybody anymore. Like back in the day when they had, you know, Hines Ward and Polamalu and, you know, all the guys, you know, Plaxico Burress and Ben Roethlisberger, of course, Jerome Bettis. There are no guys like that anymore.
Yeah, well, really, and the Ravens had Ray Lewis, of course.
And Ed Reed, Suggs, yeah, you know, all those guys. But here's the thing about the Ravens and the Steelers. I was thinking about this last night. They're actually, like, they're not even brothers. I mean, they're like twins. They came out at the same time, and they're constantly just, like, brawling with each other. One's 2 minutes older than the other. I know the Steelers' long history, and I get all that, but I'm talking about current times, right? They're always brawling with each other in the AFC North, and they're just like, you know, it's a love-hate relationship between the Steelers and the Ravens. Maybe it's a hate-hate between the fans.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that. But in terms of the respect between the players, I really think it's there.
Yeah. Well,
and it's been there forever.
We'll see. Hopefully the game will live up to the hype.
It's going to be 9-6 going to be the final.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that.
And the play on Sunday, by the way. I'll make sure to report that accurately.
I think you're safe on that one.
Okay, good.
7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Lee Stefanik says Speaker Johnson is protecting the deep state. We talked about this yesterday, in that she openly accused Speaker Johnson of protecting the deep state, sabotaging a key anti-weaponization reform, and siding with radical Jimmy Raskin, along with the Trump-aligned Republican rhinos. On Monday, Stefanik took to X, unleashed a blistering statement revealing that her provision designed to force disclosure whenever the FBI opens up a counterintelligence investigation into candidates for federal office. And Johnson was allegedly being quietly killed behind closed doors by the speaker. According to Stefanik, this was the same loophole they used for Crossfire Hurricane and Jim Comey. Well, then yesterday, she also returned to X, in which she doubled down. She said, "I just walked out of a briefing on this issue this morning, confirming everything I posted yesterday, that yes, in fact, the speaker is blocking my provision to root out the illegal weaponization that led to Crossfire Hurricane, Arctic Frost, and more. He's siding with Jamie Raskin against Trump Republicans to block this provision to protect the deep state." Johnson then responded to Stefanik.
"All of that is false. I don't exactly know why Elise won't just call me. I texted her yesterday. She's upset. One of her provisions is not being made, I think, into the NDAA. I explained to her on a text message as soon as I heard this yesterday. I was campaigning in Tennessee, and I wrote her. I said, 'What are you talking about? This hasn't even made it to my level.'"
He went on to this this regular order, you know, gobbledygook, legislative junk is what I call it. And they hide behind process. Okay, that's what they do. And again, Trump won on policies, not on process. And that's what Johnson and Thune and the rest of these Republicans are all hiding behind process. The policies are winners. We know that. In her rebuttal, Stefanik accused Johnson of intentionally sabotaging not only the meaningful reform Republicans have proposed to expose FBI election interference. She said, quote, "just more lies from the speaker." And again, who else did we hear this from? Well, we heard it from MTG. She was butting up to Speaker McCarthy, but not so much to Speaker Johnson. And this is where I just find fault with her for leaving. A person, at least Stefanik, you could partner with. You could and start to grow a coalition of people to hold Speaker Johnson's feet to the fire. And here you have something. Well, she's running for governor. She won't be in, if she wins against Kathy Hochul, she won't be in Congress anymore. But this is how you start to get stuff done. And where the heck is the House Freedom Caucus, rather? led by Andy Harris, on this issue. Is he afraid to take this issue directly to Speaker Johnson? Why isn't he helping at least Stefanik hold their feet to the fire? Because this is how the deep state survives. Because in the little stuff that people, you know, like, it's like a shiny little toy. But the real meaningful stuff, the meaningful, deep reform, the stuff that happens behind the scenes, that always seems to get short shrift. And the American people just never seem to get what they need done. All right, so I credit at least Stefanik, at least for calling it out. And maybe the reason why she's doing that is because she is running for governor. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Been a busy morning. On 95, we started with that tractor-trailer accident southbound between Route 100 and Route 175. At one point, three lanes were blocked. Still, it's on the right side. Then we got a backup that went back towards the bridge from the Harbor Tunnel Thruway. There was another accident there. So anybody south from the airport cutoff across the Patapsco River Bridge, you're still dealing with that delay. And then the overflow traffic is very slow on the BW Parkway and also on Route 1 headed south, at least down to Route 32, and then back over to 95 from there. That's the primary detour route. The wreck inside the Beltway on 95 northbound, right inside the Beltway coming up from Arbutus, is off to the right side now. Much better back at the Beltway, so that's good news. Both the tunnels are backed up southbound. There were a couple of minor incidents around Eastern Avenue on 95 south, so that's backed up to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up to the Erdman Avenue ramp. All the normal stuff in and around the Beltway. And let me just check really quick here. Yeah, there's a slowing down, the usual spot, southbound I-97 at Route 32 for the ride towards Annapolis. It's time to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Stop in. Let Bernie check everything, your antifreeze, your tires, your belts and hoses. Get it all done at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the... Never mind.
What? What the heck was that? We just have a...
Something just stopped.
Something stopped?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, good, because it just went dead.
It went dead? No, you're still alive.
Okay, cool.
That's
nice to know.
Take your pulse. Make sure.
You good?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I thought you were having a senior moment there for a while.
That was strange.
That was bizarre.
He was Biden-y.
I couldn't hear myself.
Yeah. Oh, you blocked yourself out.
Well, I've done that before.
Yes, you have. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now be the time to give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Reserve your spot right now. Give us a call. Lines are open. You can win some WCBM merch that we have just for you, pens, keychains, etc. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly with highs today in the low 40s. Overnight, it'll be clear. Temps in the mid-20s, mostly cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the mid-40s. The next chance for snow could be coming on Friday.
Dun, dun, dun!
Sunny and 31 right now in Columbia. It's also sunny, 30 degrees in Owings Mills. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story and you will be the winner. It's brought to you today by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs. Make sure you check out their brand new stunning showroom. And as we do each and every morning at this time, we read you three stories. One story is fake, the other two are true. And the concept here is to pick the fake news story, Chuck. Just, you know, reminding you how the game is played.
Why are you
picking on me? Just reminding you. Just
reminding me.
Just in case.
Only three, right?
Only three. One of the three is fake. The other two are true.
Three choices.
Your job, if
One
you decide to accept it.
Is fake.
All right. Our contestant is David in Glen Burnie. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one. Much like sheriffs of the old Wild Wild West that would deputize civilians to participate in posses, the Department of Homeland Security has initiated a new program to deputize civilians to help ICE catch illegal aliens. Applicants can apply at PosseePatrol.gov. PosseControl.gov. Story two. A left-wing church in Illinois put out a nativity scene with a zip-tied baby Jesus. Roman soldiers depicted as ICE agents and Mary and Joseph wearing gas masks. This in Evanston, Illinois. In story three, a self-proclaimed transgender employee of the TSA filed a lawsuit over his inability to perform pat-downs under the Trump administration. Danielle Mittereater, a man claiming to be a woman, is challenging the DHS over its new policy that TSA agents can only screen members of the actual biological sex. So, biofemales can screen biofemales, biomales can screen biomales, but biomales pretending to be females cannot screen them.
Sorry, I'm watching Maggie's head explode while you're reading this.
God. I'm so confused.
She's the one that goes through TSA four or five times. You sure? You sure you didn't miss anything? All right.
Pardon me, is that a flashlight, Joe Packer? Or what is
are you happy to see me?
Let's vote. Chuck, you go first.
You need a
refresher? Oh, you want to go for the posse? All right, that's story number one for Chuck. Maggie?
It's got to be story number one.
Maggie goes one. Kristen?
I think I agree. Number one.
Kristen goes for one, and David and Glen Burnie.
Okay, I'll go one.
All right, everybody goes for story one, the PosseControl.gov. Yeah, that is our fake news story of the day.
Any part of it right?
No.
Oh. Okay.
No, none of it.
Okay.
They might start one in Brooksville.
They are recruiting more. They just signed up their 10,000th ICE agent this week, but they actually have to go through the whole program.
I might go into the Walmart at Brooksville today and see if I can recruit some people.
There is a place out. I can't remember where I read it. It was somewhere in the country that is. It's Idaho. There's a bar out in Idaho that's promising free beer to citizens if you help turn in, like call. To turn in ICE illegal aliens, but no one is. I know. Governor Moore. Governor Moore is on his way to Idaho as we speak. David will put you on hold, tell you how to get your prize at 7:50. Coming up next, speaking of the governor, he's upset at audits and state agencies that aren't getting the job done.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Indeed, and it is over. Officially, the Black Friday November sale now is done. It was extended into yesterday, but hopefully you took advantage of it. But every once in a while, people, you know, they got enough product, and they say, you know what, I don't really need any more. I don't want to order any more. I don't want to get all backlogged and everything. Well, now, following the Black Friday sale, the friends at Rescue Natural Supplements is the Deca Hall sale. And that lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead for the holiday season. You know, for over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule or liquid. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. So this season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. And ordering is really easy to do. Just go to res-q.com or call a rescue product consultant, 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 1-800-262-5483. Online, res-q.com for savings of up to 78% this holiday season.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned Company. Proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 bucks a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 bucks a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Now for the kick. We're just having fun. 7:53 traffic weather on the threes.
Listen, I tell you, when that happened, I thought I died.
You thought you had the big one.
I did. I said, wait a minute, I'm tough. That's it. Off I went. Okay. The Angels. Well, I thought maybe the Angels would have you, but it's up for grabs for that, too.
Yes, it is. It's a 50-50 proposition.
I understand. Southbound 95 is still slow. I just looked at the camera of Route 100 in Howard County. Still slow. They're still working on the wreck. It's down closer to 175. Some of the detouring traffic now is a little better on the BW Parkway here at Hanover Road and going down through there. So you can still use that as an option. But 95 started to improve a little bit coming down from the Howard County and the Baltimore County line. You have all your normal delays around the Beltway. JFX is busy through the city-county line. Both the tunnels right now in the area of a 20 to 25-minute delay on the southbound side. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly, low 40s today, 31 right now under sunny skies in Ellicott City, and it is 31 in Pikesville. As the audits continue to stack up this year, revealing major gaps in protocols, systems, lack of oversight in some state agencies, Governor Moore has now got a message for the heads of his agencies. But let's review, shall we? A state audit reviewed, or revealed, 42 state offices spending nearly $9 billion last year, minimal to no oversight at all. So we don't know where that money is being spent or how it's being spent. No idea. We've got no clue. $9 billion. Now remember, we're $1.4 $9 billion deficit. So if we had some kind of idea where that $9 billion went, maybe we could have, you know, there's a way to close that deficit without any pain to Maryland taxpayers. But then again, it is state government. That audit comes in the heel of the State Highway Administration. $360 million in unauthorized spending for federal projects. A separate Social Services Administration audit revealing lack of protections for foster care children in Maryland. Right now, the Joint Audit and Evaluation Committee said auditors noted that 34% of audits had repeated findings appear in probe after probe after probe. And this latest round, says Delegate Jesse Pippi, is an insult.
It's adding insult to injury when we had the largest tax increase in Maryland history this year, as you know, and now another $400 million goes missing. And so this is serious stuff.
Yeah, it is serious. And audits are supposed to reveal where the problems are. And they're supposed to help you to get to the answers. Delegate Mike Griffith says all these audits are doing are creating more questions.
Frankly, this creates more questions than answers. And so this is deeply disturbing on every single level.
And, of course, once again, showing a total lack of leadership, Governor Tax Moore blaming Lockdown Larry.
The audit very clearly lays out that these challenges began before our administration came on board. And we have now instructed for all of our agencies to be able to be in not just full compliance, but full cooperation.
Okay, well, maybe some of these issues did pre-exist you. Maybe they did happen under Lockdown Larry. He wasn't the best governor. I'd be the first one to admit that. But secondly, you've now been in office 3 years. 3 years. And in all 3 years, these audits reveal the same problems. over and over and over again. So what, sir, have you done to fix the problem? Fox 45's Mackenzie Frost with the pertinent question.
What are you doing to ensure that these systemic problems across government are fixed, to ensure that taxpayers aren't asked to pony up more money if the problem is fiscal?
Thank you for that, Mackenzie. And, you know, one thing that we know is that I have said within our administration, whether it was a problem that was inherited or one that was discovered once we got here, our job is to fix it. That's what we do. And so I do understand that part of the things that in part of the findings that we're finding from this audit or things come in the past talk about these problems have been longstanding and these problems have been generational and these problems have been year on year. I get that. I understand that. The directive that I have to my agency heads, the directive I have to my cabinet secretaries is I don't care. Fix them. And so that's exactly what our agencies are now going through the process of being able to work with the General Assembly and work with auditors. We are going to make sure that these systemic or structural problems are not problems anymore, regardless of their origin.
Yeah. Well, then just don't say it, do it. And that's what he's turned out to be. He loves to say, I'm a man of the people. I stand with the people when it comes to the NPRP. Yet he's not done a damn thing to show that he stands with the people. So he's going to tell the state agencies, fix it. You know, I got a presidential campaign to run. You better fix this now. Otherwise, you may hurt my national ambitions. I got to tell you, for somebody that was in the military, I am aghast at the overall lack of leadership skills this man has or doesn't have is the question, really. Vinny Steele's got lots of leadership skills when it comes to selling your home. And Vinny's got the programs. The Trade Your Home In program works much like you would trading in your car for a new car. This would be trading in your home for a new home or another home. He's got all the details on that. There's the Fix Your Home program, where if you don't feel like spending the money and spending the time hiring the contractors to repair whatever your home needs to have done in order to sell it, Vinny will do that for you. Then he'll subtract the cost at settlement. And then there's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program, where you can sell it and stay in the home up to 12 months while you search for that perfect replacement home. I tell you, he works very hard with a database of 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So if you're going to try to sell that home, make the call. Your home is guaranteed to sell. Call Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee, Realty, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Ivan Bates cuts ties with Monzie. Coming up.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Committed to enforcing federal immigration law, the Trump administration's reportedly launching a roundup focusing on illegal Somali immigrants in Minneapolis-St. Paul. It comes amid a massive Medicaid fraud scandal in Minnesota, along with rampant gang activity. All of this prompting President Trump to declare Somalis not welcome here.
The president ended his Tuesday cabinet meeting with a tirade against Somalis living in the United States, complaining they add little to American society.
I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too.
In recent days, he's described Minnesota, which is home to the largest Somali community in the U.S., as a hub of fraudulent money laundering activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has officially terminated all pardons or communications signed by the infamous Otto Pen during President Biden's term in office. In Tennessee.
What a night. We did it.
He certainly did. Republican Matt Van Epps has won the special election for a U.S. House seat in a very close race with Democrat Afton Bain.
Van Epps defeated Democratic opponent and state lawmaker Afton Bain to keep the 7th Congressional District in GOP hands. President Trump backed Van Epps. The special election followed Republican Congressman Mark Green's resignation this past summer. This congressional race saw a surge in spending.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Official winter still several weeks away, but it's already looking a lot like winter across parts of the Northeast, where a storm dumped as much as a foot of snow in some spots. This round of winter-like weather left its mark from Ohio to Maine. Dow futures up 116 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 50 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Might be a new problem on the southwest side of the Beltway. There's a report. Haven't seen it yet. On the inner loop as you're coming up to the ramps at the VW Parkway. Of course, it's in a spot right there for the camera at the Parkway. We don't see it, but I'm beginning to see a little slowing now coming up the Beltway from I-97. So you need to be heads up there. 648 and Route 170 coming up to the Beltway. There's an accident on that side. The contractor is working, and of course they work during the rush hour. They've been doing it for years. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County, so there is a delay there. They work during the rush hour, which makes really no sense at all, but there they are nevertheless. Southbound 95, just changed the camera here. Still backed up, coming south of Route 100 down to 175. It's better than it's been in the last hour or so, but right now you still have that delay. Traffic on the BW Parkway was also busy southbound. Some of the traffic across Route 100 was backing up as well towards Arundel Mills for that traffic, getting caught up in those delays on the Parkway and also at 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day coming up, but a chilly one with highs in the low 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-20s. Increasing clouds on Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 38 degrees in Edgemere and 36 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Moore has announced new initiatives to strengthen Maryland's teacher workforce. The governor says $19 million in expanded Grow Your Own Educators Grant Program awards will help to create stronger pathways for non-licensed school staff to become full-time teachers. He says the state will be accelerating the push to close the educator shortage by leveraging an untapped resource in the state, Maryland's young men and boys. Ivan Bates has sent a letter to Brandon Scott saying his office is cutting ties with Monsey. According to the Banner, the 7-page letter outlined Bates' concerns with Monsey, claiming it does not share his values of integrity and transparency. Bates will continue to prosecute cases brought by police, including those designated by Monsey as part of the group violence reduction strategy. Bates says, however, that his office will no longer coordinate directly with Monsey. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 128. The pick 4, 3344. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120 or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Tuesday press conference in Pittsburgh was as usual, with Steeler head coach Mike Tomlin at the mic, going through the opponent, highlighting the key players on both offense and defense, and so it was when he got to the Ravens quarterback.
But the ball goes to and through Lamar. His ability to extend and make plays, his ability to run, particularly in situational moments.
But as we've documented here, not so much this year. Lamar not quite the weapon he's been, averaging just 29 yards per game on the ground as opposed to 59 per game in his first seven seasons. That's a decrease in production of over 50%. Also for the Ravens, decrease in production in the pass rush. 19 sacks through 12 games. The Ravens are just 23rd in pass rush win rate, according to ESPN, winning on only 34% of passing downs. And this all coming with the glue guy in the previous 2 years, Nnamdi Madubuike, out for the year and perhaps for the rest of his career. Orioles making it official with the signing of Ryan Helsley to a two-year, $28 million deal. He'll inherit the closer's job while Felix Bautista recovers from surgery. Meanwhile, the Blue Jays spending $30 million more on arms yesterday, signing right-hander Cody Ponce to a three-year contract. Ponce is 31 years of age, most recently won MVP of the Korea Baseball Organization, went 17-1 with a 1.89 ERA. The right-hander joins Dylan Cease, who the Blue Jays just signed to a seven-year, $210 million deal. And finally, UCLA hiring its next football coach with a Baltimore connection. James Madison coach Bob Chesney has emerged as the target of UCLA's coaching search. Sources have told ESPN he's set to sign a five-year deal. He spent a lot of time in D3 football, including as an assistant coach at Johns Hopkins prior to becoming a head coach. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Terps bring in the pain. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Those are the contact numbers, or you can email us am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the New York Times is disputing the Washington Compost over the narco drug boat second strike story, which came up yesterday at the Dream Team meeting. We'll take a look at that. Kristi Noem calling for a full travel ban. New York City releasing thousands of illegal aliens on the streets, as many with criminal records. But our top story here today, the city state's attorney, Ivan Bates, citing a veil of secrecy around some programs, sent a letter to Mayor Scott saying he will stop coordinating with Monzi, the mayor's office on neighborhood and safety engagement. The letter, Bates says he will continue working with the BPD, the mayor's office, in fulfilling the constitutional and statutory mandates to prosecute crimes. He says, quote, however, my office will no longer directly coordinate with Monzi within the framework of GVRS or any other matters. The veil of secrecy that surrounds this program is widely known and continues to keep the public, my prosecutors, and the city government from truly understanding the exact nature of the working being provided by these violence interrupters, the identities of the individuals involved in this work, and provides absolutely no oversight with respect to the funding and operational spending associated with this program. Bates took issue, obviously, with Safe Streets, also with the Sidestep program, which is a youth diversion effort in the Western District. And he said diverting those cases early in the criminal justice process raised concerns for Bates prosecutors. For instance, they may not have the full scope of the Utes criminal record. In a letter to Mayor B.S., Bates said, Sidestep, quote, is another Monzi program enshrined behind a clandestine wall. Prosecutors have ethical obligations to victims and witnesses, and discovery obligations to defendants that Monsi does not. The state's attorney's office is left unable to meet its legal obligations to prosecute and defend on the part of the state all cases in which the state may be interested, and to protect victims, witnesses, and defendants' rights to which they are entitled. So that's a big thing for Ivan Bates, is the victims, because they're always the forgotten ones in all of the criminal injustice system. Bates also argued in his letter that Monsi is a city agency operating, quote, under a cloak of secrecy and continues to disregard the rights of the most important element of the public safety, the victims. He says he will not spend the $80,000 grant he got from Monsi for their efforts with GVRS. He will not use that funding. The mayor's office, in received a letter, they said that they're significantly distressed by this absurd approach, according to Tracy King, director of comms for the mayor. We will engage directly with the state's attorney's office on the specific claims made and concerns raised, but the letter omits crucial context in each portion. End of quote. So, folks, the feud is back on. We have the feud between Ivan Bates and Mayor Scott. Can you tell we're maybe coming up on election time in the not-too-distant future? I think it's 28, isn't it, for mayor? Yeah, I think it is 28. So we got a ways to go and to see what happens. Ivan Bates might be next year, though. I'll have to look that up. 8:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Just a heads up on the Beltway southwest side. The accident reported about 20 minutes ago was the inner loop coming up to the BW Parkway. The traffic at I-97 is moving, so it's not backed up like it was earlier, but a little slower than usual coming up through there. So you have I-97, 648, 170, and then the parkway if there is a wreck in that area. That's the reason for the slowdown. The outer loop under 95 as the traffic is moving away from 95 Washington Boulevard and down through that area. A bit slow. They're also fighting some bright sunshine right through there. 95 South is still slow. They're working at the accident scene with a tractor-trailer involved. 95 at Route 100 in Howard County. There is room to get by to the center and the left. We have delays on the JFX. Nothing major. It's just busy from Ruxton Road. All the normal stuff on the rest of the Beltway. Parkville, the inner loop through Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road. And the contractor is working. They work during the rush hour northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. We're still in the area of 20-minute delays, maybe a little bit longer southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly today, low 40s, overnight clear, temps in the mid-20s, and mostly cloudy, mid-40s again for Thursday, maybe some snow on Friday. And right now we're looking at it's sunny, but chilly. As we said, it is 35 in Ocean City and 32 in Parkville. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again to mark America's 250th birthday celebration year. All right, this day in 1818, Illinois was admitted as the 21st state in the United States and now has become one of the most blue states in all of the nation. It was the state, home state of Abraham Lincoln, one of our greatest presidents. 1833, Oberlin College in Ohio, the first truly co-ed college in the United States, opened with enrollment of 29 men and 15 women. Today, it is a Marxist madrasa, full of Marxist ideas and ideology. 1929, Ford Motor Company raised the pay of its employees $6 to $7 a day. Despite the collapse of the U.S. stock market, they paid their people more, which was just an incredible thing to do. And it was on this day in 1992, U.N. Security Council voted to send the U.S. multinational force to Somalia. Thus began the Somalia refugee crisis, which we are now dealing with here in the United States. 2013, Detroit went bust. The largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history that happened to the city of Detroit, the Motor City, Motown, as it has become known. And on this day in 2015, Defense Secretary Ashton Carter announced all combat roles in the U.S. Armed Forces would be open to women. And what's interesting here is that women, prior to this day, had been flying combat missions as chopper pilots, fighter pilots, etc. But, and again, I think it was Captain Linda Bray back in when the invasion of Panama, she led a combat group there in 1989. But I don't know who the first grunt. There are women that I think have passed the Ranger test. I'm not sure if it's the same standards or not. I got to look that up. I don't think there's ever been a female SEAL. I do know there was a SEAL that was a man that transitioned to a woman, ran for Congress here in the state of Maryland. I can't remember the individual's name. But it's interesting to see because you get all sorts of different results when you look up the role of women in combat. But I don't know if there's actually a grunt that is serving, not an officer, not a pilot, but an actual, you know, enlisted individual serving in a combat role. And I'm sure there are. There are women all over the Army and Marines and so on and so forth. But we just don't hear that much about it anymore. All right. That's, of course, our update. And if you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
I should point out that National Guardsman Specialist Sarah Beckstrom, 20 years of age, was shot and killed while on duty in our nation's capital just last week. So, again, there is a role to play for women in our military. And, again, this was the combat roles were opened up 10 years ago. Hard to believe. But, yeah, they are serving in just about every branch. I think what we don't know is special forces, if that is truly been opened, the door wide open to women or not. Well, we'll get some more information on that. I'm sure you'll help out on that as well. It's 8:20, 20 minutes after the hour. And coming up next, the latest on juvenile crime in Baltimore City. A 72-year-old woman is assaulted. No charges filed as of yet. And more cars being jacked in Baltimore City.
Home. It's where we've built our memories, where the photos on the wall tell the story of who we are. Family dinners, holidays, and laughter. No one dreams of leaving that behind. But as we age, things change, sometimes gradually, sometimes all at once. And the truth is, planning ahead is one of the kindest gifts we can give ourselves and the people we love. That's what Wesley Secure Care is all about. Wesley Secure Care is a Maryland nonprofit organization that provides the unique option of continuing care at home. It's peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens, you'll be cared for right where you're most comfortable. Here's how it works. You become a member while you're still independent and healthy, and in return, you have a lifelong plan, a plan that guarantees care and support if and when you ever need it, and that happens at home, all guided by a personal care coordinator who knows you, your story, and what matters most to you. It's not just about healthcare, it's about dignity, it's about choice, and it's about being able to surround yourself by what and who you love, without putting the weight of what if on your family's shoulders. Because when life takes a turn, the last thing anyone should have to worry about is, what do we do now? With Wesley SecureCare, that question is already answered. So take the time for yourself, for your family, and for your future. Join us for a free lunch and learn, or visit WesleySecureCare.org to learn more about continuing care at home. And give us a call at 410-324-2400. 410-324-2400. And give yourself the gift of peace of mind this year.
This holiday season, here are a few of your favorite things. Casey and Company, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Sean Hannity. Your talk radio, 680 WCBM.
10:23, time for traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the interloop coming up the Beltway from Glen Burnie is slow, starting here at I-97. It's backing up towards Ritchie Highway. The culprit was an accident on the interloop near the BW Parkway out of camera range. As you're coming up, there's no camera right there between 170 and the parkway. See traffic moving across the parkway, so it indicates some lanes are open, but we're slow back to I-97, and then I-97 northbound could be slow as well as you're coming up from Ferndale and then trying to join the inner loop. We still have delays at both the Harbor Tunnels. We had some heavy traffic south with the bright sunshine, heavy traffic JFX Ruxton Road through the city-county line, but with the lanes open, all the normal delays on the Beltway still slowing in Parkville through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. I-95 south is still slow from the earlier wreck this morning, moving south of Route 100 down to 175 in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's sunny, chilly, low 40s today. Pretty much the same tonight. Upper 20s, mid 40s tomorrow. Chance of snow on Friday. Sunny, 32 in Essex. It's 33 in Baltimore City at 8:24. It continues to happen here in Baltimore City, in spite of all the mayor sent out a press release this week. We're 127 homicides for the year, lowest in a long, long time. I think the lowest on record was 112 or something like that. But you got to go way back to find that. And again, who knows with the data, with the stats, what's accurate, what's real. I know they caught a lot of blue cities manipulating crime data this year. Baltimore was not specifically mentioned in that, but there were other cities that were. We're getting ready to send the National Guard to New Orleans based on their crime problem. And we've seen in Memphis, a 72-year-old woman identified as Mrs. G is recovering after being violently assaulted outside her West Baltimore home Monday night. The attack left her weak with a head injury. She was released from the hospital. She shared her story with Fox 45. Mrs. G's granddaughter, Bria, as you might imagine, distressed over the incident. She believed, when you look at it at the end of the day, there was a mother there and a 16-year-old girl that was there. And the attacker, according to the story, was the 16-year-old juvenile girl. And Bria says the mom was there.
Her mother was there when she hit my grandmother. Her mother was right there. She left my grandmother on the ground after her daughter assaulted her.
Yeah, and the great question now is no charges. No charges were filed by the BPD. Either for the mother or the attacker, the 16-year-old girl, because apparently Mrs. G didn't press charges or didn't want to press charges. Here's a woman that was just hit over the head and was stunned, and police are asking her whether she wants to press charges or not. Okay? That should be an automatic, but not in Baltimore City. This might be another case where the cops know, hey, it doesn't matter if we press charges. She can be on the street anyway because the mother was there. The mother was there witnessing the assault. Bria says there has to be accountability.
My child do that, I need to be held accountable. No ifs, ands, buts about it.
Yeah, but there are a lot of ifs, ands, and buts in the state of Maryland and in Baltimore City. And Bria says the woman, or the young girl, the 16-year-old, that assaulted her grandmother, 72-year-old woman, is a menace to society.
She's a menace. She need to be on an ankle monitor or whatever. Unfortunately, with what I see, what's going on with the juvenile system these days, I'm not sure what could happen because a lot doesn't happen.
Yeah. You would think when police show up and a 72-year-old has been hit over the head, they would automatically file charges, but not in Baltimore. And so there's a violent assault crime that does not get reported. It's not part of the statistics. How often does that happen in Baltimore City? Unreported crime, unreported violent crime. Of course, you got to report a homicide. But there are a lot of people who get shot. And who knows if the hospitals are reporting all of it or not. So three juveniles were stealing cars in the last couple of days. And we come to find out that they're 13 and 14 years of age. There was a police pursuit in Baltimore City. The juvies, you know, they jump out, they run, they get caught. And, of course, they get released back to mommy or daddy. Pastor P.M. Smith, I think, has really hit the nail on the head. And we just need more pastors like him. And we need more individuals like him that share these thoughts.
You cannot talk about the root cause without talking about the decay and the decline of family life. As a people, generationally, there's no parental authority. And in most instances, it's not poverty that drives our kids to crime, criminal behavior, whether juvenile or otherwise, is fatherlessness.
Bingo. We've been saying it for a long, long time on this show and many others. And this is done by liberal white guilt. Remember Malcolm X, beware of the white man, the white devil? The white devil did it. The white devil broke up black families during the not-so-great society of LBJ. And so now there are many cases, there is no father in these communities for many families. Very, very sad. That's the reason why young males run amok. Tim Kyle Electric, well, if your system is running amok, they'll fix that, especially if it's heating or heat pump or forced air. No matter how you heat your home, the one thing we all share in common is you want it to work, especially during the winter months. And you want it to work efficiently, so it's not really. We're watching skyrocketing electrical rates. We're watching energy prices continue to go up. So now more than ever, you want to make sure that your system is operating at peak efficiency for the least amount of money. Call Tim Kyle, schedule a maintenance service, and take a look at your system. Make sure it's got the air filters changed, all the switches are working the way they should, and then the heat is going to come on and not cost you an arm and a leg. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404. They've helped me in my home before. They'll help you as well. Or timkylecompany.com. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Four juveniles have been arrested in connection with a stolen vehicle in Baltimore. Police said the car was stolen from North Payson Street at around 11 a.m. Monday, and it was seen that night near East North Avenue and North Washington Street. The police Foxtrot helicopter tracked the vehicle to the 4500 block of Buchanan Road, where the 13 and 14-year-old suspects were arrested and charged with the unlawful taking of a motor vehicle. Police say two suspects, a 13-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy, have previous arrest for robbery. And City State's Attorney Ivan Bates has sent a letter to Mayor Brandon Scott saying his office is cutting ties with Monsey. According to the Banner, the 7-page letter outlined Bates' concerns with Monsey, claiming it does not share his values of integrity and transparency. Bates will continue to prosecute cases brought by police, including those designated by Monsey as part of the group violence reduction strategy. Bates says, however, that his office will no longer coordinate directly with Monsey. Bates wrote that his office cannot maintain a direct association with an organization such as Monsey that has a reputation for deceptive practices, that continues to operate under a cloak of secrecy, and continues to disregard the rights of the most important element of public safety, the victims. And Maryland's Anthony Brown joins a coalition of 18 attorneys general in opposing an expansion of the Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements program. SAVE is an online service for registered federal, state, territorial, tribal, and local government agencies to verify immigration status and U.S. citizenship of applicants seeking benefits or licenses. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. With Rescue, that feeling starts right now. Going on today, the Deck the Hall sale lets you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed natural supplements, so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements has been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas to help you stay vibrant from the inside out. This season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up, save big, and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call any Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. Again, it's 1-800-262-5483 or online at res-q.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
JFX, you're still busy. Ruxton Road through the city county line. All the lanes are moving, but it's a combination of the heavy traffic fighting the bright sunshine as you're coming down towards Northern Parkway with the lanes open. Just looked at the Beltway, and we're all still jammed up anywhere around Hartford Road, the interloop through Pikesville, through Greenspring. It's better after the JFX on that west side has been there since 6:05 this morning. It started to back up at 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. It looks like the interloop might be a little bit better now from that wreck that was on the interloop near the BW Parkway. The pace improving just a bit coming up from the ramp at I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day coming up, but a chilly one with highs in the low 40s. Mostly clear and frigid tonight as temperatures fall back into the mid-20s. Increasing clouds on Thursday with highs in the mid-40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 8:35 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. Well, the sting of the loss to Cincinnati still lingering in the mind of John Harbaugh as he met the media in Owings Mills actually on Monday, and hopefully the key lesson has been learned.
The common denominator is ball security and the importance of executing ball security. So, yeah, it's got to be done. It's got to be intentional. It's got to be intentional in everything you do from day one.
A record 4 fumbles lost in that game, 5 turnovers in all. Meanwhile, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin talking about the Ravens ball hawkers, most notably Marlon Humphrey.
He's a very versatile guy, man. He's the poster boy for their turnover culture. I think he's got 17 career forced fumbles and counting now. And so ball security is going to be a major component of it. We got to be really fundamentally sound.
To baseball we go. Is there an ace up the Orioles sleeve? The question that Orioles fans are asking these days. The Red Sox have traded for Sonny Gray. The Jays have added 2 arms, including spending $210 million on Dylan Cease. The Birds have spent approximately $12 million on outfielder Taylor Ward, $14 million this year on closer Ryan Helsley, and another $9 on Andrew Kittredge. And now several media outlets reporting the Birds could be interested in Red Sox starter Lucas Giolito. Meanwhile, on the ice, the march continued last night for the Caps, who were in L.A. looking for their 5th win in a row.
Caps back to full strength. Ovechkin's out of there and right into a 2-on-1 with McMichael. Cross ice to the front. Score!
Anthony Beauvillier with the goal. Joe B. had the call on Monumental, and it was another win for the Caps. Tiebreaker 3-1 was the final last night, elevating Washington into first place in a tough Metropolitan Division. And a sidebar, Logan Thompson, out of his mind in goal this year, second in the league with a 202 goals against, and he is 5th in save percentage. Meanwhile, Maryland basketball last night taking on Wagner at the Xfinity Center brought to mind this iconic scene from Rocky III when Clubber Lang was asked,
"What's your prediction for the fight then?"
"Prediction?"
"Yes, prediction."
"Pain."
And that is exactly what the Terps brought to the Seahawks.
Long to Payne, slams it down, and with that dunk,
has matched his career high with 26.
On his career high, on his way to a career high 30, Ed Cohen had the call on BTN. Pharrell Payne brought it, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks to boot. Maryland cruises past Wagner, 89-63. Happy heavenly birthday today to former Colts cornerback and 5-time All-Pro Bobby Boyd, born on this day in 1937. His last game was the Super Bowl III debacle. Happy terrestrial birthday to Baltimore's very own skateboarding legend and the pride of Dundalk High School, Yuppies and Al, 10-time X-Game gold medalist Bucky Lasik, turns 53 today. And finally, on this day in football history, taking back 75 years, December 3, 1950, Cleveland, Ohio. The town was paralyzed by a storm that dumped 22 inches of snow on the city, left 10,000 cars abandoned on the highways, and they beat the Eagles 13-7 that day. The sidebar, no passes were thrown by Cleveland. It's the last time to play an entire NFL game without throwing a single pass. The time now is 8:37 when we return ranking head coaches by how much they get paid.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So there are, you're familiar with the Lane Kiffin situation now,
sure.
Moving from Ole Miss to LSU,
no.
Making $13 million a year.
I really don't like about all of this is anybody portraying him as the victim.
Oh, I know. That's just ridiculous.
It's absurd.
How much money he's making,
yeah.
how he's elevated his pay everywhere he's gone.
And that's good. I mean, look, you get it while you can.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
And I do agree
but
with the decision. I do agree with the decision not to let him coach the rest of the year.
Right.
If he didn't want to be there, he doesn't want to be at Ole Miss.
Well, there are reports that his players didn't want him to coach either, you know,
right.
Which is interesting. Anyway, he's making $13 million. Okay, he's the second highest paid coach in college. Kirby Smart out of Georgia is number one. How many coaches in the NFL do you think are making more than $13 million? There are 32 head coaches in the
right.
NFL. How many are making more than 13?
I would take a guess and say probably a handful, if that.
Nine.
Nine
of 32.
Okay.
The highest paid coach is Andy Reid at $20 million. Next is Sean Payton at $18 million. Why, I really don't know. Harbaugh.
Well, look at the Broncos.
Well, that was this year. Okay,
right.
But I mean, look what he did before that. But anyway, tied at $16 million, John Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh.
John Harbaugh makes $16 million a year?
$16 million a year.
Wow.
His brother Jim.
Okay.
And Mike Tomlin. All make $16 million a year. And then you've got McVay, Sirianni, Shanahan, and Vrabel, 15, 15, 14, 14. So 9 out of 32 make more than $13 million a year.
That's incredible.
So Lane Kiffin is the 11th highest paid coach in football.
Anywhere.
Anywhere. College,
okay.
Pro, college division of pro football.
Pressure's on at LSU, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Gary.
He's going to sweat in the bayou.
Yes, he is.
Watch out for those gators.
Yeah, Ole Miss wasn't exactly a refrigerator, let me tell you.
That's true.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Pete Hegseth, yesterday at the Trump cabinet meeting, addressed this ridiculous story that started the Washington Post. That claimed on one of these narco drug boat strikes back in September, there were survivors. He, according to the Washington Post, then issued a kill order, which some say would obviously be a war crime. Others, it's not so black or white. There are gray areas in all of this based on international laws at sea, enemy combatant laws. I mean, this is where we have the military lawyers and others spinning their heads trying to figure out this one. But in any event, he gave a kill order to the survivors. That, according to the New York Times, they're reporting, according to five different officials that spoke off the record, that Hegseth did order the strike that killed the people on the boat and destroyed the vessel and its cargo, but did not specifically address what should happen if the first missile turned out not to fully accomplish all of those things. Admiral Mitch Bradley is the one that ordered the initial missile strike and then several follow-up strikes that killed the survivors and sank the disabled boat. And as the operation unfolded, they said Hegseth did not give any further orders to him about any of the survivors. So the New York Times, of all people, defending or trying to get the facts out for Hegseth, while the Washington Compost tried to smear him with this lie, and the Secretary of War addressed it yesterday.
You didn't see any survivors, to be clear, after that first strike.
I did not personally see survivors, but I stand, because the thing was on fire. It was exploded and fire and smoke. You can't see anything. You got digital. This is called the fog of war. This is what you and the press don't understand. You sit in your air-conditioned offices or up on Capitol Hill and you nitpick and you plant fake stories in the Washington Post about kill everybody, phrases on anonymous sources not based in anything, not based in any truth at all. And then you want to throw out really irresponsible terms about American heroes, about the judgment that they made. I wrote a whole book on this topic because of what politicians and the press does to warfighters. President Trump has empowered commanders to do what is necessary, which is dark and difficult things in the dead of night on behalf of the American people. We support them, and we will stop the poisoning of the American people. And this is
While military law says if a ship has not lowered its colors, if a ship still continues to float and or be able to deliver its cargo, be it drugs, be it ammunition, whatever, they're still a fair target. And the left has been after Hegseth from day one. They didn't want to get him confirmed. Remember, they tried all the rumors about him drinking and womanizing and so on and so forth. And then there was the cross tattoo on his chest. And the reason why is because Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, will restore a military fighting war ethos. And the left and the establishment rhinos and the rest of it hate it. Because all they've been at, they want to castrate the military. They want to go woke. They want to basically weaken the military. A weakened military means a weakened United States. And that brings us down to everybody else's level, which is something that President Trump doesn't want. I don't want. And I think most of the people who voted for Trump, we didn't vote for that either. It's 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lug Nuts Johnson.
It looks like a late accident on the BW Parkway southbound. Haven't seen it yet, but I see the impact southbound near 175 going into Fort Meade. And with that, we have delays going back through Arundel Mills and for the traffic coming south from the airport cutoff and down through that area on the parkway. A lot of slowing yet on the beltway. The usual areas, the southwest side is still recovering. Looks a lot better now coming up the inner loop from I-97. There was a wreck within the last 45 minutes or so on the inner loop near the BW Parkway. That's completely gone, and the backup went with it. JFX is improving towards the city-county line. Still pretty active, but all the lanes are open. All the rest of the beltway with the normal delays, 95. You'll have delays in the construction area northbound at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, chilly, low 40s today, maybe pretty much the same tomorrow, maybe some snow on Friday, mostly cloudy, 34 in Middle River, 34 in Severn. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, it's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
Brought to you by Town Appliance. Right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Near Los Angeles, an off-duty paramedic wondered if he was seeing snow. No, it was ash and high flames from his neighbor's house. He banged on the door, saved the family, including 7-year-old Savannah Vasquez. The inferno was all caught on camera.
I was upstairs and I heard a snowstorm, and then I looked it up and it was ash.
At first, I thought it was just my imagination. I just standed there for like 10 seconds. I didn't know what to do. Told my grandma that there was a fire, and she went to go alert everybody. So that guy just came out of nowhere, and then he helped me get out of the fire.
You're a hero.
Yeah.
You got a lot to be thankful for.
That's what kind people do.
Yeah, just an incredible story. Once again, paramedics, firefighters, first responders running into burning buildings when everybody's running out. It is a special breed that is able to do that. Takes character, that's for sure. And that's brought to you by our friends at Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, Jennair, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was at the cabinet meeting yesterday. She talked about the deportations that her department, her agency, is responsible for.
Well, Mr. President, thank you for giving me a very interesting job. Some days it's a little controversial, too, but it's been an honor to work for you. You are a great American. The fights that you pick are the right fights, and they're always on behalf of this country. So I appreciate the chance to do this job heading up this department. If you think about what Joe Biden did with the Department of Homeland Security, he used this department to invade the country with terrorists. He opened up the borders, let anybody come in that wanted to. He put them on airplanes. He let them through our airports. If they could figure out a way to get to our shores and in our country, he just opened the door and invited them in. So it's our job to get them out. And I want to thank you for this team, because I look around the table and I think every single person here has helped me do my job over the last year.
She also put on X yesterday, I just met with the president. I'm recommending a full travel ban on every damn country that's been flooding our nation with killers, leeches, and entitlement junkies. Our forefathers built this nation on blood, sweat, and the unyielding love of freedom, not for foreign invaders to slaughter our heroes, suck dry our hard-earned tax dollars, or snatch the benefits owed to Americans. We don't want them, not one. As to the public safety threats that the Afghan national refugees, these criminal illegal aliens and others, are causing, the White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt addressed that from the podium the other day.
The tragedy that we just witnessed the day before Thanksgiving is a reminder that untold thousands of terrorists, gang members, and criminals were invited into our country and remain here to this very day. The border is now secure, thanks to President Trump, but the threat in our interior remains real and urgent. These public safety threats are already inside our land, and President Trump was elected on a promise to find and remove them, and he has already taken significant steps and made significant progress towards fulfilling this promise. But there is more work to be done, because President Trump believes that he has a sacred obligation to reverse the calamity of mass, unchecked migration into our country. As a result, the Trump administration is now actively reexamining all of the Afghans imported into the country by Joe Biden. Any individual who threatens our national security or our citizenry will be subject to removal. President Trump has already permanently paused migration of foreign nationals from third world countries that pose a very high risk to the United States.
The list is now 19 countries and growing. The accused National Guard alleged murderer, he has been ordered held by a judge without bail. No bond granted there, even though his public defender had asked for one. Coming up next, the soft coup and legal insurrection that is being perpetrated by judges all across this country. It's 8:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorian Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
The Rob Carson Show. Venezuela is falling. Timber. Trump and Hegseth are getting it done without a single shot fired. Speak softly. Carry a big old stick. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Department of Transportation dropping the hammer. Sean Duffy warning Tim Walz to revoke illegal commercial driver's licenses now or lose federal funding. Same as being done to California. New York quietly has now released nearly 7,000 dangerous illegal aliens, including rapists, killers, terrorists, and repeat offenders with zero notice to ICE. Now, this is happening prior to Mamdani. Can you imagine how much worse it could get with Mamdani? And this is happening with an Eric Adams, et cetera, at the till. Worse still, another 7,000 criminal aliens remain in New York custody today, all with active ICE detainers that New York State officials continue to ignore. They include those charged with homicide, assault, burglary, robbery, dangerous drug offenses, weapons offenses, nearly 300 sexual predators that have ICE detainers are currently in New York custody. And how else could you argue these are Democrats that control this state and Democrats who want to release these murderers, these rapists, these predators back out onto the streets in the very communities they've committed these crimes to do it again? At some point, America hopefully will wake up. So far, I mean, they did in 24 with 77 million voting for President Trump. But the question here is, in these blue states like Maryland, New York, Illinois, California, they have gone fast asleep or just don't care. Or both. Day 53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like a late problem here on 95 South, leaving the city. Looks like a new problem just the last couple of minutes. The equipment is arriving just now, southbound near the bridge at Caton Avenue. So it's before the Beltway. It's after 395 and after Washington Boulevard. It's mostly on the right side. We'll be behind the painted out area, but right now they're looking at it. So it's a visual delay, and it could be crowding the right lane just a bit. I thought I saw something as well northbound coming up to the ramp area of Russell Street. So that may be something else there on the northbound side. 95 has really had problems today all over the place. So we've had two big wrecks earlier this morning in Howard County, one up around the Beltway in Arbutus, and now some late slowing between the Beltway again and 395, but primarily southbound through there. Once you see that sign that says Glen Burnie and Annapolis for the Beltway, you'll need to get over to the center and the left-hand lane. Still some slowing. Both the tunnels are still backed up southbound. That's not going away anytime soon. The Beltway is still crawling. Parkville to Towson, the Interloop at Greenspring over towards the JFX, and then better towards 83. And it's still pretty much 795 down to Frederick Road on the outer loop, and the inner loop is slow between Frederick Road and the ramps at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny and chilly, low 40s today. Overnight clear, temps will be in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy, mid-40s tomorrow. Next chance for snow is going to be on Friday. Right now, partly cloudy, 33 in Bel Air, 35 in Essex. Kim Klasick live coming up next right after 9 o'clock news. So stay tuned for Kim. But this, we've seen now, I heard this yesterday during the Dream Team cabinet meeting, that the Trump administration in 10 months, you ready? Listen for this, this is an amazing statistic. In 10 months have, and I could be off by a few numbers here, I just heard it on the side of my television, wasn't fully paying attention, just heard it at a glance there. The Attorney General Pam Bondi saying the Trump administration has been sued nearly 550 times in 10 months. That is combined of all previous presidents, more than all of the presidents combined together. All of them. In 10 months, 550 times. This is the legal insurrection. This is how you slow down or altogether stop some of the Trump agenda. Can't do it with the vote in the House and Senate. Can't do it with Trump himself because you tried to take him out. That didn't work, both legally and through assassination. And now they're trying to do it using the courts. A couple of cases in point. The corrupt Judge Boasberg is refusing to testify before Congress after he authorized the secret spying on hundreds of Republicans in the House and in the Senate and on the American people. He is the one that approved clandestine subpoenas and non-disclosure orders targeting congressional Republicans. Boasberg refused to testify, claiming he didn't need to answer to the legislative branch he secretly spied on. Senators will now hold hearings on impeachment proceedings for Boasberg. You know, I remember two guys named Bannon and Navarro that actually did 4 months in jail each because they refused to testify. They at least invoked executive privilege, which I still think they had, but the courts and or Congress didn't agree, and so they went after them and put them in jail. This judge is no man or woman is above the law, and this judge is refusing to testify. So we'll see how that plays out. And then we have another rogue judge blocking Alina Habba from becoming the U.S. attorney in New Jersey. See, the judges think that they're the ones, not the president. The judges think they should pick the temporary appointments. That's not the way the Constitution is written. The executive branch makes the appointments, and they're confirmed by the Senate unless it's a recess appointment or a temporary appointment. The judges have no say in it. But they want to have a say in it. So the same thing with Lindsey Halligan. They dismissed the Comey and Tish James indictments. Did the same thing to her. Now a corrupt Obama judge, Beryl Howell, is banning the Trump administration from making warrantless immigration arrests in D.C. Well, the reason we don't need the warrant is because they've already got a removal order. Oh boy. All right, folks, it's amazing he's been able to get what he has been able to get done in 10 months. I kid you not. That's the reason why he's working 12-hour days. Law offices, Michael A. Freeman, there for you 24-7, should you ever need them. And now we're in the winter months where there are more accidents. You get snow, sleet, freezing rain, ice is the worst culprit. And then there's speed. People just are unnecessarily speeding everywhere they go these days, on just about every highway, every road, and speed kills. But if you or somebody else you know is involved in a serious accident resulting in serious injury, then Michael's there for you. Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert Friedman and all the attorneys there put your recovery priority number one. They handle everything from A to Z, including the diminution of value if your car has been totaled, which most firms won't even touch because there's no money in that. But they take a holistic approach. That's why they are named one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year in the state of Maryland. All you have to do is give them a call, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or you go online, maflaw.com, for the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, serving Marylanders for close to 40 years. Thanks for your calls, your texts, and your emails here this morning. Really appreciate that. And we're back again tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. And then we're back tomorrow at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.